These are the people with bumper stickers that say, "We are the proud parents of an honor student at the Franklin School or the Midvale Academy," or whatever other innocent-sounding name has been assigned to the indoctrination center where their child has been sent to be stripped of his individuality and turned into an obedient, soul-dead conformist member of the American consumer culture. You know? I mean, God, jeez. Proud parents, what kind of empty people need to validate themselves through the achievements of their children? How'd you like to have to live with a couple of these misfits?
How's that science project coming along, Justin?
Fuck you, Dad. You simple-minded prick. Mind your own business and pass the Cheerios. Here's a bumper sticker I'd like to see. We are the proud parents of a child whose self-esteem is sufficient that he doesn't need us promoting his minor scholastic achievements on the back of our car. That would be refreshing for a change, just for a change. Or we are the proud parents of a child who has resisted his teacher's attempts to break his spirit and bend him to the will of his corporate masters. You know, a little Marxist, but what the fuck? Hey, then you got that. Here's something realistic. We have a daughter in public school who hasn't been knocked up yet. We have a son in public school who hasn't shot any of his classmates yet. But he does sell drugs to your honor student. Plus, he knocked up your daughter. Then you have the people who aren't too proud of their children. What about them? We are the embarrassed parents of a cross-eyed, drooling little nitwit who at the age of 10 not only continues to wet the bed, but also shits on the school bus. Something like that on the back of the car might give the child a little more incentive, you know? Get him to try a little harder next semester.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, eats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit, but it's entertaining. Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Haksui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day, I come home, I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
Here are some more men who ought to be strapped to a gurney and castrated with fishing knives.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. Fear is reborn.
Welcome, everybody. It's another Conti and Kenny show. Of course, a Monday night. It is August 26th, 2012. I am Joe Conti, the host. Kenny will be probably Skyping in a little bit. And we've got Champagne Mike back from vacation.
Hi, I'm back from vacation.
Back from vacation.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go?
I went to Boston on a wedding.
So where'd you go on vacation? Because going to Boston isn't—that's more of a That's more of a punishment, right?
I'm gonna tell you that I don't like Boston. However, I like Boston.
I heard it's like—I've never actually been in Boston. I heard it's like a very clean, cleaner
nice.
Version of New York.
It's very clean, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you were a Boston Red Sox fan, you'd have a good time there.
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're hard to understand, though.
All right, well,
they all have a lot of attitude.
Yeah, they have that accent, right?
Yeah.
Yep. They're like, go Sox.
Wicked.
Go, it's wicked, what? And
yeah.
The smarts.
It's a hard time to figure out.
Caucas and all that stuff.
My father-in-law gave a little speech at the wedding.
Oh, yeah?
Threw in a Yankee bomb in there.
Did he really? They didn't appreciate it.
You know what? Like, you know how people kind of laugh? Like, it was not even, like, funny to these people.
I'm like, take it down.
Like, you know, I don't play for the team.
I know.
I fool around. I might say, I hate Boston. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, we all laugh.
Yeah. I mean,
they'll kill you for shit like that.
It's just, you're idiots.
Yes.
You're idiots. Listen, I'm a Jets fan who hates the Yankees. I've been a Yankee hater since I've been a kid. And... you know, and I used to root for the Sox when they would play them, you know, because it was against the Yankees.
I'm
you know,
the show
I
right
used
now.
To wear Red Sox gear. I would wear a Red Sox hat. I didn't care. But and look, and a Jet fan like Tom Brady has ruined my sports life in the last 12 years.
Oh, my
years.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? If I saw Tom Brady, like if I got to meet him, I'd be like, yo, dude, what's up, man? You're a great player.
And I'm sure he's a nice guy.
He's probably a dick. They're all dicks. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're athletes. They're all arrogant. But the point is, I'd be like, yo, dude, you're a motherfucker. You know how many times you've broken my sports heart?
Two years in a row, right?
You know what I mean? Like, I would be able to joke. Well, a quick story. Somebody who I knew was a big Raider fan, right? And down the street from us is a that Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's part owner of Tiffany's? Tony Siragusa.
Yeah.
Who used to play on the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also on...
the Colts.
Was it the Colts?
Colts.
Yeah, he was on the Colts. But I think when he was on the Ravens, when the Raiders were... they were going... they almost got to the Super Bowl. And what happened was Siragusa sacked... Rich Gannon.
49ers. That was the 49ers.
Was it
after the whistle blew?
But it was Tony
it was Siragusa. He took out the 49ers quarterback.
Was it the 49ers quarterback?
In the playoffs, yeah. I'm pretty positive.
Whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
The point is that he like tackled him and sacked him and it was but he landed on him and he like really hurt him and then that team didn't get to do anything. Because they lost their quarterback.
Yeah.
So Siragusa is at the place one night because he's not there all the time, but he stops in. And of course, he's a celebrity. People come in. Hey, so a couple of his friends were there. And the one kid who's the big Raider fan, they were like, we're going to go say hi to Tony Siragusa. He's like, I ain't going to say hi to that guy. I'm like, why? They're like, I wasn't there. They're like, why? He goes, fuck that, man. He fell on Rich Gannon. Fuck it. I'm like, really, dude? Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
And meanwhile,
you
him and Rich Gannon went up for drinks.
Right. You want to hate the character. Or it's more like you hate the number. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, I hate Tom Brady when he's wearing number 12.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
You know, I mean,
it's like it goes from, like, town to town. It goes from, like, you know, neighborhood to neighborhood. Look at the Marine Corps and Army. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But yet, when you see, like, a fucking Al-Qaeda member, you know, you know then it's okay.
Right, you know? Of course, right.
That's the extreme. If you want to hate somebody, hate someone like that.
Yeah, you know.
It's making you go 10,000 miles and drink piss water.
Exactly. So, but of course, welcome everybody. If you're listening for the first time, usually we have my co-host Kenny is usually here, but Kenny, he's working, and he's going to try to Skype in around 7:30 or so. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. And if you want to use the Skype, it's NPN Studios. And if you're listening on the TuneIn, if you want to check out the chat, go to morelikeradio.com/live. And we'll be in and out of the chat all night. If you want to, you know, add something to the program or just want to be a dick and tell us we suck, you can do that too. And we got our Twitter accounts and all that. I'll talk about
you
that.
You never really had anybody call up and tell you guys sucked. You're kind of fortunate with that.
Yeah. It's because we don't.
Yeah,
we don't really suck.
No, I'm saying
we're actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
You should listen to the first hour of last week. I was on a tirade for an hour.
Yeah.
A tirade.
I heard some of it.
Yeah, I was on an absolute tirade. Yeah. I had a few people tell me that was great. They loved it.
Well,
because I was
like being yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I was a little frustrated about stuff, and I kind of I took it out on the microphone. Oh, oh, oh.
But did you feel better later?
Yeah, I was fine. I mean, I was making jokes and,
yeah,
you know,
you're
but,
an easy going. You're a kind of like next day over kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
You know, when we were in Beantown.
Beantown.
My family members, well, I guess it'd be my wife's family members, got into a little scuffle.
Oh, yeah?
And
where? Like?
In one of the bars.
Oh, okay.
And they were asked to
leave,
being carried out. And they wanted to go back. It's like, it's over.
Yeah, what do you
know? You're over.
What are you, 19?
50.
50?
Going back.
You're 50 and you want to go back to fight some guy because he stepped on
your shoe? Not only did the guy kick your ass, he'll kick your ass again.
Hey, he disrespected me, really did.
And then he tried to get the wedding party to posse up and go there.
What a jack-off.
I will say my wife's pretty good. She's like, idiot boy sitting over there is going nowhere near that. Just want to let you know. And I'm speaking for him because
but
he
why would you?
Wouldn't.
Why would you?
He thinks you're stupid.
Why would you?
And then they came up to me and I go, you know what? Usually when, you know, your wife says something, you want to be the man. And I go, I have to agree with her.
Yeah.
You guys are idiots. Yeah. I go, I'll go there just to watch you guys get fucked up. And I might even sneak one of you myself. You know? Let it
just
go. Right?
Already. We, come
you
on.
You lose.
You know? It's like, some guy looked at you funny and, you know, all right, you know, I'm in my late 30s now. And, not really, but,
Yeah. What do you
chick? But you just, there's something that, and I think with most people is once they have kids, because they always say, if you're going to get into a fight with somebody, make sure you're not fighting somebody who has absolutely nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy you don't want to fight.
You don't. You know, some lunatic that just
you
has
could be,
nothing.
You could be stronger or quick. It don't matter.
Yeah.
That guy's got
nothing
to
lose. They have nothing going on in their life
that
makes them go, you know what? I need to be this or I need to be that.
Yeah.
Once you have kids, that all changes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
especially with a job, too. You don't want to make an ass and get fired.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But it's like, really, you know, it's like.
But the talk is even more, like what you were going to do, what you're going to do, what you should have done.
I think my people are notorious for that.
You know.
Do you know what? Let me tell you something. If he would have came over here, I would have told him, hey, you know what? You got a problem with me. You got a problem with my whole fucking family. Yeah.
You ever notice it takes like an hour before anybody even fights, too? Do you know who I am? No, I don't know who you are.
Because you know why? Because guys who, like we said, have nothing to lose, or they're just young or just real douchebags, they don't talk. It's just, boom. They just get into fights.
Yeah.
They just hit.
You know what? That's the real deal right there.
Yeah.
If you're talking, two of my friends are like, if you look at them, you're going to get hit. And I said, it gets old. You go to a club and bar, you're like, listen, he's just looking at you. He's not saying a word. You know, take it down a notch.
Yeah, it's.
I never want to go out and fight. I want to go out and dance, make an ass out of myself.
I have a couple of guys when I was in my early 20s. I have a couple friends of mine that when we would go out, like I and they were friends, but they were like animals.
Yeah.
And I could have been the biggest dick and been like, yeah, I got these guys here. And they would have done, you know, because, but you know what? They would have done that for me because I wasn't that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't do it. It's almost like this catch 22.
You know what? Take advantage of it.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, and these were like the toughest guys in our county. Yeah. Like they were known around, like, you have to watch these guys because, you know, this Kevin and Joe and Matt, it was like, they knew, people knew them, but they would never go out looking for fights.
And that's why they're probably respected, too. And,
but shit would always seem to happen.
Yeah.
Shit would always come to them, you know? It's like, there are certain auras that people put out, and, you know, it's like, you'll know, like, one of your friends or something where no matter what happens, there's always drama in his life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whether he's got an issue with his ex-girlfriend or he's got a kid with a chick who's a twat or, and yeah. He's a douche too. And there's, you know, they have to drop each other's kids off at the police station and
Yeah. Pick
it up. And it just seems that if that's what goes on early on in your life, it seems to go on. Even as you get older, not the immaturity stuff.
I
just
understand.
That
the people,
natural
the,
type of aura.
You.
Like some people just have that natural positive aura.
How many people really change? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know,
right.
you can change
sense,
aspects of your
but
life.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's very difficult to change who you are.
There's a very few people you come and say, "Wow, that guy's really changed."
Right.
You know.
But there's very few. Where they're just like, you know what? They were, no, we mature.
Yeah.
You grow up, so you may lose some of that, the you know, the immature things that are on you, like fringe,
Yeah. That
you could just peel off like a leper. But that person who you still are, I don't know. I don't know how people, like, really, really change.
No, I hear you. Like, my friends are the, we go out. The ones I grew up with.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, we take over the place in a sense.
Right.
But it's silly fun.
Goofballs, right.
You know what? Yeah. But they are huge. A lot of them are big football players and, you know, come played football in college. But like you said, they're not the dicks that start the fights.
Right.
They're silly. They're all goofy. They'll buy, you know what? Instead of fighting, they'll buy people drinks. However, if it does get to that point, like
of
you
course.
Said, but they're not looking for that.
Of course.
It, that's why they're fun to go out
because
with.
Because most of those guys... have nothing to prove.
Yeah, they're just
when you got nothing to prove, you're not going to be a person that, especially a guy, who's going to be filled with like that you know alpha male testosterone. Like, what the fuck are you looking at, dude? It's like, nah, dude, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen. It's just a bunch of nonsense. So
I can't wait to get into a fight after the show.
Well, actually, I was discussing this the other day. What do you think about grown men or women who, not to their siblings, like if I'm talking to my brother or sister, if I'm talking about one of my parents, I'd be like, did you talk to daddy or did you talk to mommy? You know? But if I'm talking to you, and I said, my dad just called, I would never say...
A daddy bum?
I would never say...
Did you ever talk to daddy? I hear
you. You could still kind of
say that. Yeah.
You're still when you're talking to your siblings, you can kind of get away with it because it seems natural.
Like, that's what you kind of.
Where's mommy? Because you're still being. Look at this. Speaking of,
and your mommy.
Look at my fucking phone.
That
my fucking father's calling me.
Who's the picture on there? Though?
That's
that's not a picture. Every time someone else calls,
it's just my same picture.
Okay.
Well, speaking of, I was gonna try to get him on the air, but
he hung up
beforehand.
Maybe. Do they know you do a show, or they just...
Yeah, they don't know anything.
My parents are saying they know
I do something.
They're cute. They're nice and cute, my parents.
Yeah, I mean, they know I do stand-up, and they've come to see me do stand-up.
How's that?
It's okay. Yeah.
See, I could base my stand-up if I ever did it. Like, someday I will, I'm sure.
Okay.
I would base it on my mother, and I could probably do about 4 hours. And then it would kill me because I know she would feel bad. You know what
I
mean?
I used to do a lot more material... about my parents directly.
Yeah.
And I've actually done this on stage, and it's true. Like, I'll see, like, a hot chick, and I'll be like, oh, you are pretty smoking hot. I'd kick my mother right in the teeth for you, right? little joke, right?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, and I go, oh, I'm just kidding. My mother's dead, right?
Yeah.
And dude, I've done that with my mother there.
Oh, yeah?
And my mother's, and I've said this on stage, my mother is such a narcissistic egomaniac that even though I do the kick my mother in the teeth, she's really dead. I'm just kidding. Yeah. My mother's in the back going, did you hear that? He's talking about me. I love him. Oh, it's a beautiful.
That's just my
mother. Yeah, she loves it. She's like, oh my God, he's talking about me. My mother has absolutely no concept of, like, we were all at a friend of ours came up from Virginia, so we were all at a pool party yesterday, Sunday. Yeah, yesterday. And my mother's there because, you know, we're all, and I'm sitting there having a conversation with my friend's dad. And my mother just blurred just right in between, just like we're having this conversation. We're talking about something. She goes, hey, so what time you, I'm like, yeah, do you see we're talking here? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't, right?
It does not matter. And if she, especially if it's something that she needs, like if she, you know, she'll call me up and be like, oh, I need a ride. It doesn't matter what I'm doing.
No,
you
not
know?
At all.
It doesn't matter.
Same thing.
But it's not that she's doing it maliciously. She just doesn't
know. No, they don't know about
it. She doesn't know.
My mother's claim to fame is conversations at funerals.
Yeah, really?
Michael, come here. I want you to meet this family. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anyone. It's a funeral. I have to meet everybody at the funeral. And then she's got to tell them what I do and everything. She's like, you know, I have two other kids in my family.
Right.
They don't exist. I'm the only child. That's the only one. That's the only way back.
It's just, there's something about the certain type of mothers that they just have this thing. I'll never figure it out. But I think part of it is that, listen, women are all nuts. And we forget that our mom is a woman. In a sense, not that we don't think, you know, we know she's a woman, but we don't look at her parents as that's a woman with, you know, emotional needs. Yeah. And she's been, like, when you're thinking your parents when they were together, it's like they were in a relationship. Like, they fucked with each other. There was, like, this playing games, you know, like what people do, you know? Like, if you're dating somebody, you might be like, I ain't calling that girl for another 2 days. I'm going to mess with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Or these little mind games. You're like, my God, that was my parents. You know, you think of them as two entities, as these beings that created you. You forget that they were just two people in a relationship, being hurt, having love, there's sex, there's crying, all that shit.
Yeah, and you know, you don't think about it.
You don't think of that. No. So when you think, so then you think of that and think about how crazy women can be, and now put the mother thing on it, where it's like, hey, I brought you in this world. You came out of me, motherfucker, and you put all that together, and there's some crazy-ass fucking mothers out there, where they have, they almost feel entitled, and I almost understand the entitlement. I almost get it.
You know, I never really thought this until you said it. You're right.
I really think, you know, it's like, you know, like my mother almost feels entitled to have my respect.
I see.
Hey, I'm your mother,
and
I kind of get it,
but there's
part of you that says, could you just try to earn it once, even though you're getting you're going to get my love, and when you call me and you need something, you know I'm going to do it, but could you maybe pretend that you want to try to earn it just once, you know what I mean? Not just because of everything you've done, but for the moment, you know what I mean? But you're still going to do it anyway. It's your mother, you know what I mean?
Nah, it's mom,
you know, and they're as nutty as they are, as crazy as they are, you're still going to do your shit, you know, and you're going to be like, hey, whatever. That's, you know, you hear guys, big oofs, football players, like, that's my mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, who's yelling at you? Oh, but that's just my mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. But I just wish they would just pull it back just a smidge and go, you know what? You think you could do that for your mother?
No, I hear you.
Instead of, yeah, I need you to do this for me. It's like, fuck.
My mother, like, it seems like they can't, they have to call me, like, for everything. And then they go, man, when I don't call them back.
Oh, yeah.
As if I killed somebody. She still buys me underwear. Then she'll bring stuff from her house that she doesn't want anymore and drops it off like I'm supposed to have it.
Really?
Yeah. I bought a hammock. I'm like, why do I have it now? I didn't ask for this hammock.
Really? What are you doing with a hammock?
I don't understand. You have no trees. You live at a at an old age place. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like a retirement area.
I go, there's no yard. You have nothing reason to have a hammock. Why did you buy this hammock?
Where are you going
to
put it?
And why do I have it now? And she bought me a tent. Like, it was all outdoor stuff. And then she brings plates. You know, I don't know. She means well. The underwear is always underwear and socks.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was her trick.
That's what my thing is for Christmas. Like, I know for Christmas, I get a shitload of socks and underwear. And by the next time Christmas comes, I'm like going through my underwear and some of them are ripped up and I'm getting rid of them. And the socks, dude, brutal. Yeah. Just, and I'm looking and I'm putting two different socks on. I don't give a shit. I fold them down so you can't, you know what I mean? You give them a little, you know, 2-inch fold down.
I hear you.
You know, so you, I mean, it's not even like colors. It's not even like when we were kids.
No, no.
Where if you wore two different ones because they had stripes on them.
Oh my God, you
get
killed.
These are just two different designs. Oh yeah, you get smashed.
And now you don't give a shit. No one sells those socks anymore, do they? But I mean,
no, I don't think so.
But if you wore them now, would you even care?
Dude, the other day I went to my brother's house and I took my shoes off and I had two different socks on because where the shoe is, they were two different colors. It was like white and then the bottom was black.
Okay.
The other one was white and the bottom was gray. And my brother looks at me and first my nephew goes, "Hey, Uncle Joe, your socks are different." I'm like, "Yeah, well, Uncle Joe doesn't give a shit." You know, that's right. And my brother's like, "What the fuck's really? Two different socks?" I'm
who
like,
cares?
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'm not going to a club. I'm not trying to meet a chick. It's not like I got my pants on. I don't have my underwear on the outside of my
pants. I'm like
pants.
You. I would wear shorts all year round. You know? Like, people just, I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. It's
I would go out in a bathrobe. If I can get away with it, I'd go out in a bathrobe.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I just wonder. I don't think it's a big deal to say daddy and mommy.
Yeah, with that's what we were talking
your
about.
Sibling. Yeah. That's how we did. But I don't know, man. If I just, you know, like.
Yeah, you can't drop a daddy bomb.
I can't. No,
your
not
friends would be
friends.
Like, with attack.
They'd be like, "What are you doing, daddy?
You fucking homo." And,
but
yeah,
it's okay.
You would be attacked. You would
it's
be attacked.
Okay with your siblings.
I hear you. You'd be attacked.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the
rightly
best is?
So.
I get confused when I'm talking with my kids. I say, like, grandma, my mother, grand nana. Like,
okay,
I
get all. You get a little confused.
I get all backed up.
But you should. And I have a question for you because it has to do with law enforcement.
Yes.
It's actually more of just a thing that cops do, and I don't understand why some of them still do this. Why are there still cops, when they're pulling people over, sitting and standing on the driver's side? Why are they all not going to the passenger side?
You know what? It's funny you say
and
that.
And I know some of the cops, they put
They want you to go to... They put the car at an angle.
I understand that.
For safety reasons, and they go up to the passenger... The driver,
scary.
The driver's side. I like going to the passenger side. And not that I'm super cop, because I am.
And we know.
I surprise the occupants by going to the passenger side.
Oh.
Because they expect you to go
they
to
expect
the driver's
you to,
side.
So they're really just looking at the rear side
of
the mirror.
And they don't
and then
see you.
Bluey, right.
And it's like Tango and Cash rolled up and one rolls up on their passenger side. But I don't know. I agree with you on that one. I don't like the fact. I wouldn't want to go to the driver's side of the car. Especially on a busy highway. On a regular street, it's one thing. But you know what? I agree on that.
Yeah. Oh, back with the underwear thing. Roy Black on crack in the chat room. The only thing I check is that my pants and underpants aren't ripped on the same place, which is a good idea. Because if they have a rip in the same place, you're going right to skin. So you could have a piece of your ass just hanging.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
what you're saying. You know, if you have a little hole in your drawers, because we all have holes in our skivvies.
Yes.
But you don't want to have the hole in your pants in the same spot you got a hole
yes.
in your underwear.
I never understood the front hole of the underwear.
I don't know. I haven't used that since the fourth
no one,
grade.
No one
fourth
ever. Grade. I wouldn't. By the time I'd be peeing on my floor.
No, you just pull it
down. Pull
it down,
yeah. I've never seen any. I'm not saying I'm a stalker, but I don't think anyone's ever used that. Like long johns. Like, why have them? You want to wear long johns just to chill out and it opens up and a little guy comes out. Like, I would wear long johns around the house.
But you could still pull the long johns down.
No, that's not what I mean, though. Like, it opens up, so you can't wear them as, like, home stuff. Like, I can't walk around in long johns in my house or underwear. Because of the kids, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
The little guy will come out if it opens up weird. And
Right.
Like, I want to just shut it. Like, leave it alone. I don't need to have that thing. I just want to wear the long johns.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, like, one
now,
uses that.
Now with, like, T-shirts now, with undershirts, they're taking the tag out from the inside so it doesn't rub on your neck. That's the new thing now. But there is, like, why do you still need... I would love to know how many guys still use the hole in front of the underwear.
There's no way anyone does.
You can't.
There's no reason.
But by the time you're doing it, you know what I mean? And plus, when I go to, if I use a public urinal, I unbutton my pants anyway. I unbutton my pants, and they just,
you just
pull it down.
Yeah,
you pee.
I don't.
You're relaxed.
I don't want.
And plus, I piss like a fucking dog.
Yeah, I don't want it
because I drink so much water.
Yeah.
So when I and it just goes. So it's like, why would I sit there, unzip, and then start fumbling around?
Yeah.
And dude, I haven't even tried. I'm gonna try it next time I piss.
If I wear underwear, I'll try that.
I want to look at you.
You know, I'll wear underwear jokes to work though.
I would hope
a commando
you wore
at
underwear.
Not. God
would,
forbid something happened. You're not wearing underwear.
I would hope you wore.
Oh,
underwear.
Oh, it'd be so embarrassing.
Because that would really suck if you didn't wear underwear to work. For anybody besides yourself.
I was wearing a heart I love you underwear at work.
Were you really?
When I cut through the roll call room to say hello to everybody.
You're a douche.
So I do this as a joke. Everyone laughs. Another department. It's always in a newspaper. Another guy does it and gets like suspended and gets all kinds of trouble. Because somebody was offended.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
He walked by and mooned a few people. Wouldn't you laugh? You know what I mean? Who offends me?
Come on.
That's in your cops. Like,
and it was a guy?
Thick skin.
It was a guy?
It was a guy. Another guy was offended.
Guy. How are you offended?
Because he's not a guy. He's an embarrassment to just sissies, too. How do you...
Come on.
Man, it was in the newspaper. He got in a lot of trouble.
You know what it is, dude? Let me tell you something. You know what that is? He was not offended. What it is that guys like that, people like that, unless it's truly something like, you know, that is could be truly construed as offended, you know, offensive.
Yeah.
It's attention.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
yes.
Attention. It's attention. And I've said this before. I've been on this kick. It's identity crisis. We are in a, you know, they keep on talking about all these different things going on. We have this crisis.
That, yes,
this country, people, we have an epidemic of identity crisis.
Yes.
And people need an identity. So what they do, they glom onto something, whether it's part of this group or I'm part of that group or I believe in this or I believe in that, because they need to glom onto something so they can feel a belonging. It's kind of like the way young kids in the inner cities end up in gangs because they feel like it's a belonging because there might not be a family.
Agree.
Well, you know what? When you have nothing going on in your life and you need an identity, people glom onto shit.
And I like that.
Think about
you.
That, man. People who are in relationships and who their relationship is completely based on fighting and drama. And you know that. You know
no,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all identity. Because their identity is to have this drama going on in their life and then to have makeup sex or to feel better and you have a great weekend because we made up. You know what? It's like walking up to somebody and slashing their arm with a samurai sword and then going, oh, let me fix that for you. And then sewing
yeah,
it up.
No,
they have this thing where it's like, you know what? I got drama going on in my life because they need that. They're so,
yes.
they lack identity.
I
so
love that.
That identity
yeah.
is, hey, you know what? That's our relationship. Like mine and my girl relationship, I don't even know how to identify it. We get along pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, the way I would identify a relationship is I would just describe her
yeah.
and I would describe me. And then I go, we get along most of the time. People like that, they don't have that. So their relationship is identified by those two. That's all they do. They just brawl. It's always screaming and embarrassing
yeah.
in public. Yeah. That kind of thing where a girl gets a little out of control or he gets a little fucking jealous. And then the weekend comes or they go home and it's makeup time.
Yeah.
And whether it's makeup sex or they just, you know, it's better, but then it goes back whenever. And because that's all they know. That's their identity. Their identity is to have this friction in their life And if you have an identity, like you have an identity, you do. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're a cop, but you're a goofball. You have a good personality. You're a funny guy. You can be serious, but you can joke around with people, and that's your identity. People know you. It's like fucking, you know, Champagne Mike. You even have goofy nicknames, you know, whatever, yeah, that you don't take too seriously.
No.
But it's all part of your identity. So you have that. So you don't have that thing where you need to cause friction, even in your life, dude, even with your work. You're the guy who's like, look, I don't want to bust balls here, guys. You're a boss. You're a boss, and you're like, look, I don't want no shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want shit to go well. Because you know what? Things go well with you guys, things go well with me, we all go home.
Yeah.
But if you were that fucking identity guy,
there's tons of them, of course.
Ugh. And you mix that with insecurity and put in that field that you're in, where if you're insecure, but then you get this kind of power, you get a minimal amount of juice.
Oh my god!
Oh, dude, it's a dangerous, scary combination. Just a scary ass combination.
You know what else we were talking about too, which I love? I love the people who are just angry to begin with, and they find the cause. Like, it has nothing to do with their lives, but they find a cause, and then, like, go full tilt with it.
That's what I mean by glom onto something. Like,
oh, my God.
Whether it's, you know.
Like, we were just talking about, like, there was a, perfect example. There's something going on with, there was a kid that got mistreated at a restaurant. And these people I know jumped on this cause. They were going to go there and shut it down. And shut up.
Yeah.
It's got to do with, and the family wanted nothing to do with this, by the way.
Of course.
And the family made a mistake by posting it on Facebook. Just saying, I can't believe people act like this.
Yeah, of course. And that's what social media does. Yeah.
And then wrote, I can't believe I started all this, and I'm sorry. And took it down.
Yeah.
And said, oh, please, we didn't mean, I was just venting, but my fault. I gave it to him. I believe it. You know, most sometimes people write something on the social media.
No, that shows honesty right there. That shows that incident,
you're like, yeah, they're being truthful. You know, I just make up stories on Facebook, like make it sound like I went somewhere and something bad happened. Like I went to the Conti and Kenny show and they're anti-Semitic and it was horrible, horrible the way they treated me.
Well, believe me, there are clips of Kenny that could be construed as anti-Semitic. In the chat room, Roy Black on crack. I don't know if this is breaking news. Breaking news. Oh, my God. Casey Anthony is going to write a book. I'm half surprised at that. Half surprised.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Everybody writes a book now. I'm just surprised that it wasn't going to just be... I figured for her, it would be easier for her to sign off on them doing like a TV movie. Than her write a book.
I thought they were going to do a TV movie already.
Yeah, I was surprised. Is it going to be like the OJ book? Like, if I did it, this is how I would have killed my daughter?
Yeah. If
I did it, you know, wow.
Meanwhile, there was 3 Joey Buttafuoco movies 2 weeks after the incident.
Yeah, exactly. Back in like 92.
Yeah.
I don't know. This...
George Zimmerman movie will come out before that one, I'm sure.
Yeah?
I'm sure that guy will write a book.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what the best
know.
Is like everybody, you know, a lot of people hate his guts.
Mm-hmm.
And he just helped save like 2 people a few months back, like a month ago.
Yeah, but now they're saying that people are saying that it was staged or something, or not staged. No,
it
was the cop like who was on the scene got him to come down. Yeah. I don't know. But whatever. The point is that like Casey Anthony, you know what's funny? You know who would most of the people that would buy her book? Women. And women despise her. Like, women despise her more than men, because we just looked at it like, that was fucked up. You obviously, most likely, allegedly killed your child.
You get her on Oprah and have Oprah spin it one way, and then everyone will love her.
Yeah, or you just, because guys looked at her like she's pretty fucking hot. But if she was a fucking mess.
I'd fuck her.
Of course, yeah, she was a hot chick.
Yeah.
But if she was a mess, you'd be like this fucking... Along with this being a disgrace, to be like this pig.
Yeah.
This pig should be in fucking, you know, death row.
It's not even that she killed her kid. It's just the way she acted.
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
You know, let's go to Disney.
Yeah.
What'd you just do? My kid died.
Yeah. My kid, I can't find my kid, but I'm out partying, yeah, drinking, having Disney. A good time.
Go to get laid.
So, I don't know. Good for her. Yeah. I would have... Dude, unless there's a bunch of pictures of her in tight sweaters, I would have no reason to want to read that book.
Yeah.
You know
I got
I mean?
No words to read that book.
Yeah, so it's like...
We know what
in
happened.
Reality, this book should fail... literally, this book should be failing.
They should punch the publisher in the face, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be punched.
This just goes for anything. It's like, I would love to, like, when I see somebody holding an In Touch magazine and you're not 16 years old, I want to punch you in your face. Like, the fact that, you know... There's still stories about this Khloe Kardashian, and now it's like, oh, Kim Kardashian wants the world to meet her child. Ugh. It's like, if you are fucking contributing, because you can, listen, as I love to smash these people to death, and the networks and the people for putting these dog shit shows and making these fake celebrities, and that's what they are, it's like, you know what? It's the fucking dopes' fault. If you're contributing to this, if you're watching, if you're buying these magazines, you're at fault.
Absolutely.
And you and I.
It's just, my wife watches that shit every day.
Yeah, that's what happens. And then they get mad when they find out. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe how much money. Like, they're famous for doing nothing. It's
nothing.
Like, yeah, but you're watching. You're watching this
Amish Outlaws. Are you kidding me?
Oh wait. Hold on. I have the newest one. Ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Bio Channel, which has a lot of those ghost encounter stories.
Okay.
All right. Some of them
are celebrity ghosts. Or
ghosts
some, yeah, some nonsense.
Whatever. You want to believe in ghosts? Whatever. But here it is. The new show coming on Bio, which has shit the bed. Stalked by a ghost. They have women saying they're being stalked. By a ghost.
All hags, too, by the way. They want to be stalked.
Yeah, of course, but they can't find a guy with a heartbeat that'll do it, so you got to find a ghost to do. Like, really? And if you're watching this, it's like, what are you... Are you watching it for... Because I hate the... like, when the Jersey Shore was on, everybody... And, I do the bit about the Jersey Shore on stage and smashed him and... And people are like, yeah, but dude, you got to watch it. It's like a total train wreck. It's like, then watch a train wreck. What are you doing?
I would say maybe one episode, ha, 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 over.
I don't know.
It did nothing for me. I agree.
I guess I'm just so bitter when it comes to entertainment because I see so many guys, and I'm not even including myself in this, that should be, like, you know, having... You know, shows and being on shows.
Nothing worse than watching these shows and being funnier. A hell of a lot funnier than they are. And I don't even do it for a living.
Yeah.
It kills me
to
watch that and go, this is funny.
Yeah.
And people laugh at it. I don't know.
It's amazingly frustrating. And it doesn't seem... There's a new one now. I watch the Reels channel sometimes in the afternoon because I'm home in the afternoon. And, because Quantum Leap comes on or Cheers.
Quantum fucking Leap,
Quantum
man.
Leap, man. It's just shit. Quantum Leap or Cheers. But then in the evening, it's all these bad older movies. Not bad movies, but they're all older movies.
Yeah.
There's a TV show, another reality show called The Capones. Like these three guineas from like Jersey or fucking Long Island.
Oh, my
and
God.
And this chick. And I'm just like,
what'd
really?
They do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't.
Just the Capones. It's like, why are people watching other people's boring, fake,
yes,
you know, set up lives?
I will say, we talked about this, and Kenny agrees with me. Duck Dynasty is actually the only show that's worth.
Kenny likes that show. He didn't even know you did.
Yeah, it's actually.
Kenny likes that show.
Because you know what?
You like that show, and my girlfriend likes that show.
It's like a Brady Bunch sitcom fun. They're just silly people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not scripted. They say it's an unscripted show.
It's scripted.
But the situations are set up.
Yes, but they're a family that you would want to put yourself to hang out with. You would say, you know what, that's the family I want to hang out with because they're so funny. They're just happy people.
They're not like the
yeah, I've animals, seen a couple episodes. You know. It's not terrible. No, for me, I mean, for me, because yeah. I just, it's not but terrible.
I'm
like, it's okay.
I don't watch. I mean, when I say I watched the show, I watched it maybe twice or three times.
Which one?
Like all these shows. Like, I'm not a big
reality. Duck Dynasty, but that's the one you watch.
If I was going to watch a show, I would sit down and say, you know what, I'll watch that with you.
Roy Black, Roy Black on crack in the chat. The people I know who complain about lowbrow television are the ones who read pulp books like 50 Shades of Grey and Dan Brown. I don't know what Dan Brown is. I've heard of it. I'm not sure. But, of course, it goes hand in hand. You know, it's like... It's the flavor of
the girl who hasn't gotten laid.
Yeah, it's a my girlfriend laughs at that 50 Shades of Grey. She's like, really? My girlfriend should write a book about sexuality because she's a very sexual person. She's very knowledgeable, and but it's that flavor of the month thing. It's almost somebody who has to wear certain clothes because they're trendy. It's like you're watching things or you're checking stuff out because it's the thing to do. And I at fault would do that when I was younger, the opposite. Like I purposely wouldn't check out certain things because they were extremely, extremely popular. And I'd be like, fuck that. I'm not watching it. Fucking everybody else watched it, you know, or listened to or whatever. And that's silly too, but at least I had some sort of, there was a reason behind it. I was like, you know what? I'm not following the masses.
Yeah.
No, but then once in a while, you got to go, hey, you know what? If that many people like it, there's got to be something to it, you know?
And well, in reality, people watch that Survivor show. I never really watch it.
I didn't know. Never watched
it. I don't have time.
I have time in the afternoon, and I'm home. I check out certain things, but no, it's just, I have a couple of project shows. I call them project shows. These are the shows like Breaking Bad, Dexter, shows that people watch and they have to kind of base their time around it.
Okay.
You know, because you have to watch it in order and there's a season.
All right, so you watch the entire show.
Yeah.
I
have a couple. I'm four right now. Breaking Bad, Dexter, The Newsroom, and Shameless. Though.
I got you.
There's a couple other ones, too, I'm
the same way if I start watching it. Right. Even if it's shitty, I will watch the series. I like watching mini-type series, though, like Band of Brothers and stuff
like
that.
Oh, okay, yeah,
it was, you know, 13 weeks.
Right.
I watched the...
Very rare. Remember that? Because they used to have those in the 80s, in the 70s, they were called mini... what were they called? Like Roots and
Yeah, yeah, or The North and South, Patrick Swayze.
North and South.
Oh my God! You didn't never see. Can't even know that. It was Patrick Swayze as a Confederate officer from West Point, and his dashing friend.
Dashing.
It was
friend.
Him and some other dude. The guy was from the North, and one was from the South. They're best friends at the
dashing
at the
friend.
Academy, and they go to war and they make a hole. It was kind of corny.
Sounds kind of corny.
And I watched it,
but actually, it sounds like it might be all right.
But that was a watchable. I would watch that stupid. You know, what I just rented too. The Winds of War. Horrendous.
The Winds of War?
Yeah, it was Mitchum. What's that guy's name?
Robert Mitchum.
He was in it, and the handsome... Oh, fuck is the guy's name? The guy in Airwolf. The guy from Airwolf.
Oh,
cool name. Jan Michael Vincent.
Jan Michael Vincent.
He was in it, yes. He was the son.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool. I'm looking for a song here. Damn. Because I want to take a quick break. A quick break. Yeah, I forget what they call them. Miniseries? Miniseries, yes. Yep, miniseries. They had that. But that was before the, like... Don't get me wrong. I understand that networks, and they all want to make their money. But they looked at it like, let's put this great product out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make the 8 episodes, whatever it is, and we're done with it. Great writing. Yeah. That is unheard of.
Like V.
That is
one of the best.
I think I remember V. Is that the one with Rowdy Piper?
No. Mark Singer. The Beastmaster.
That's the one with the aliens, right?
The lizards.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
They came to help. It cures the cancer.
I just, there's no there's nothing like that anymore. Because if something's successful, they're going to run it into the ground. They're going to keep, they're going to, even if the product is not as good, they don't care. They're going to milk it for as much as they can. And,
yeah,
you know, and then you get shows that are, but they're on like three seasons too long. And it just, but I
but
get
they don't
it.
Even make remakes of these shows.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just do whatever they can.
Yeah.
And make movies of these shows.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I did love Sex and the City movie number 3, I think they made.
Did they make 3?
I don't know how. You know what? I'm going to Google that.
There was one or two.
I watched
one of them at my mother's house. She was watching it one day.
Did you ever watch the actual show, though?
No.
No, I didn't really watch it either, but I watched, like, you know, it was on.
I watched the one
it
movie.
Wasn't bad, I guess. Yeah. The movies are bad, right?
And I don't even know how to continue this conversation.
Yeah, let's just change subject.
Yeah, let's just.
So the Jets quarterback, what's going on?
Oh, Roddy Piper was They Live.
Yes, he wore the glasses.
That's right, white ass Brent. Thank you, sir. I always get They Live and V confused. I don't understand why, but I just do. So take that and put it in your fucking whatever. All right, let's take a break. And
just want to let you know that Sex and the City is working on a possible third movie.
So there was two movies.
Yeah. I don't know why I needed to say that.
Why did they need?
I don't know.
A third one.
They might need a third one. But Roddy Piper movie was actually pretty silly.
They Live.
Yeah, that was pretty silly.
Yeah, but it was.
It's nice to watch wrestling.
It was meant to be silly.
Yeah. I watch wrestling a little bit too long, too.
I watched wrestling when I was in high school. I think I was like a sophomore.
But then I watched it after.
Yeah, I never.
I watched it for a few years prior to the kids. It got very entertaining again.
Was that with like The Rock or whatever?
You got the Stone Cold, The Rock, I think, maybe. And what they would do is they made it more like a. My wife watched it, too. It was more like a. They had the wrestling, but they went behind the scenes, like making like little storylines.
Okay.
And they were actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well done, actually.
Hmm.
And the son of the, was it McMahon? Shane McMahon? He could actually wrestle really good. And he did some really cool things. And then about a year later, I remember hearing about it. It was over.
I remember hearing about it. When I was watching wrestling, it was Coco Beware, Junkyard Dog. Ted DiBiase and Virgil.
Virgil. Oh, the rich guy. I mean, the black guy. The black guy.
With the nomad eye. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? Jake the Snake Roberts.
Just had Jake the Snake on TV today.
Oh, really?
You guys remember Diamond Dallas Page?
No.
Diamond Dallas Page. Was a
protege
of Jake the Snake. Diamond Dallas Page is from New Jersey.
Okay. He's got that yoga tape.
Yes, he does a yoga tape.
Right.
He helped that veteran out that couldn't walk with yoga. And now he does Diamond Dallas Page yoga. And he just helped out Jake the Snake.
Yeah, it's like for guys. Yes. More of a yoga
thing.
It's
actually pretty
guys.
Cool. I mean, it looks good. He calls up Jake the Snake, gets him out of the mess that he was in. 12 rehabs later, and Jake the Snake has lost 60 pounds and has doing the yoga every
day.
What
kind of rehab? Like what?
He's a mess. He's a drug addict. So he actually is filming him from start to finish. He looks great.
Oh, wow.
And then Scott Hall, remember Razor Ramon? Razor Ramon used to wrestle with Diesel. Ken Hall? No, Scott Hall and Keith, the other big guy. Guy's name was Diesel. I don't know, but they used to wrestle together.
Cock Diesel?
He might have been Cock Diesel. No, you know what I'm talking about? Diesel? Remember the guy? I don't know the guy's name. Well, whatever. They wrestled together. Scott Hall was a drug addict, was in a wheelchair, and then he does the Diamond Dallas Page yoga. And he's lost 60 pounds himself and looks fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
Maybe I will yoga it. I'm going to do some Diamond Dallas Page yoga. Actually, a friend of mine does yoga.
Oh, yeah?
She's an expert, highly trained in the arts of yoga.
Okay.
She wants me to do the Navy SEAL workout. I don't have time to be doing that, though. I would do the Navy, maybe like the porpoise workout of the SEALs.
All right.
Manti, that would be it.
Manti?
The most harmless sea creature.
Manatee.
Manatee, thank Manatee. You. Manatee. That's the only thing that I'll do.
Oh, stop it. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll see if Kenny's going to Skype in. We're going to play some of our sponsors. But first, I want to play a song. It's my cousin's got a little project he's doing. It's called Full Blown, blah, blah, blah. Full Blown Cranium. And the song is called She's Only Happy When She's Completely Fucking Miserable Twat. Something.
Nice.
I don't think they call her twat, but it's pretty cool. All right, let's take a break. You're checking out the Conti Kenny Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh no, no, no. Oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not painful like that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to CZWrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, hey, me and him would text back and forth or something like that, and then after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal, too.
And, check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard that you should definitely check it out.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I'll put a butt plug in. Put like a butt plug in.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, we're back. It's a Conti and Kenny Show. I am Joe Conti, one half of the show, and my partner is not here. He might be calling in, but Champagne Mike, who is our third guy whenever he's around,
trying my best to
comes
be
in, hangs out.
I could turn that on when I'm talking.
Though. Yeah, it'll be good, because I have the buttons here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conti and Champagne. Champagne and Conti.
Champagne and Conti.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
do that.
Champagne and Conti.
Champagne
tonight.
And Conti show.
In my head, we get all big about my own show.
You think so?
Yeah, I look big already.
Yeah, might as well, man.
I push people over when I come in here.
It'll make you. It'll make you a better performer.
You know what?
It will.
I think it will.
I think so. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. And if you want to use Skype, it's NPN Studios. Or Studio, let me see. Studios. That is the phone number. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, the show's Twitter is C and K Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. And Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And Mike, you don't have Twitter, but you're on Facebook, right?
Yes.
You want to tell people your...
I can tell them my secret room. Faceball.
Faceball.
Over 500 strong.
Faceball. B-O-L-L?
Yeah, and it's Mike Ball. I don't have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I have 1,200 fighting friends.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. Very cool. I wish somebody would... if they... Like, we have some people that call in occasionally. You know who I want to call in is this one dude who ended up, like, not realizing that we had some fans that, like, really knew this show. And one dude, I told him if he wants to call in one day, he doesn't have to call in tonight. We have a couple of people that we know who are, like, fans of the show, but I always consider them, like, friends, you know, because I feel like I know them. And then you kind of get thrown into it. You get thrown because you're like, oh, my God, there are people that I don't know that actually listen to this show and, like, have been listening for a very long time, you know? So, but also, yeah, we also do the Conti Kenny Shorts, which I'm going to do the next one, number 8, this week. I'm going to put it together. I already have an idea of what I'm going to use. We've got 7 of them so far. If you don't know, Conti and Kenny Shorts is like a podcast of the show.
Teaser.
Little thing, yeah, for people that don't want to listen to a 3-hour podcast, or if they just want to check out little snippets of the show. It's less than 30 minutes, and it's usually it's like 3 or 4 different clips with a little Kenny Michaels soundbite of the week, and maybe we throw in a little, a little special thing here and there. But it's called Conti and Kenny Shorts. And you can get it on the website, contiandkenny.com, or just go to iTunes and subscribe, and you can download it right to your telefono. All right? I'm going to sound repetitive, but I don't care. I just want to say that Breaking Bad and Dexter are both, as I said, they're both coming down their proverbial stretches because they're both finishing this year so nicely.
How many years has the Dexter thing?
Dexter's been around since 2006, and Breaking Bad came out in 2008. Breaking Bad, it's like the 5th, and I think Dexter, it's its 8th season. But Breaking Bad is just utterly amazing, and Dexter has been really
I've heard
good.
I never watched any of it.
Oh, it's such a great show. Dexter is really, really good, and I just love the way they're both coming to an end. And I just like how it's been great writing on both shows. Breaking Bad, a ridiculously great writing, and Dexter has just been such great writing. And I'm just so happy the way that they're both kind of finishing up. And for me, I'm going to lose 2 shows that I watch all the time, but I don't care because I'm not going to start picking up other shows because I just need to spend more time doing better things than taking on more fucking project shows, you know? I got Shameless and I got a couple other shows like what's that one American Horror Story? I watched that with my girlfriend. It's okay. It's okay. It's cool. It's not bad. We also I will put myself out there and you guys can slam me for this, but we watch on Sunday nights too. It's not on now. Once Upon a Time, which is that show on Channel 7. It's all about magic and all the it's like a town called Storybrooke, and all the characters were old story characters like Pinocchio and Snow White, and but they were transformed into a modern town in like New Hampshire, and they're stuck there, and it's... Whatever. Go ahead, make fun of me. Once Upon a Time, I'm a fag. I don't care.
No, actually, you're just beyond sissy.
Beyond sissy.
Yeah, you're giving sissies a bad name.
Sissies will call me up going, you're a real fruit. You know that?
You make us sick.
Yeah, so there's a couple of shows I watch. And then there's just, I just blow through channels and, you know, check stuff out. I love watching Nat Geo and different things.
What's that other show? Geo, what's that?
No, the network, Geographic, Nat Geo, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's like these two shows are coming to an end, two phenomenal, you know, classic shows. And I'm happy the way they're both ending, and I'm kind of happy that they're ending, because then I'm not wrapped up in them anymore, and I can't wait to see how they both end. I'm looking forward to it. So
yeah, I actually told somebody it'd be a good idea to make a show about a guy who was going to die, and someone goes, you moron, that's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
And I didn't know that.
Oh,
like,
really?
I thought it was a brilliant idea that I came up with.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I thought I came up
that,
with some. Yeah. I thought I came up with a brilliant idea too about a shaving razor, and then I found out that they already did it.
Like a Mach 3?
No, I thought of an idea where instead of having to put all the shaving cream on you and then shave, you would have a thing, and as you push down,
it shoots
a
it.
Little bit of shaving cream would be right under
who
the
makes
blade.
That?
Somebody told me that they already have it where it's like a gel that kind of comes out. So when you shave, so my idea is in the shitter. So, but I do have an idea for an Axe commercial, and I want to definitely work with my friend Pete Bond, wrestler, actor, filmmaker, to put it together because I think it'd be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yep. So I gotta get one of my ideas. Got to hit. So we'll see what happens.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Probably won't, but I hope they do.
Do you want to talk about the VMAs?
I did not watch
it. Neither did I.
Yeah.
And you know what, people? Hey, America, can we stop it already with the social media? I mean, it's like everything, even joking and fucking with things, it gets to a point where I'm like, I don't even want to fucking, I don't want to know about Miley Cyrus anymore.
What did she like, is it that important to put that on every 2 seconds?
What?
Like Miley Cyrus. I mean, I got it just from Facebook people writing it, and I saw none of it on TV, but I see like it's, I guess it's the big story. She came out wearing
I mean,
clown,
she looks terrible. She was
bear.
She was so hot. She looks so terrible.
Yeah.
And they're just, and whatever. And it's like, and I get it. People are trashing it and joking around, but I'm to a point where I'm like, I don't even want to hear.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't even want to hear it because it's just, that's all it is. You go through Facebook and you go through Twitter, and it's just VMA, Miley Cyrus,
but
and jokes.
Some people
jokes.
Love it, like need this. Not even the TV, like the fans need this. You know, they talk about this.
I call my wife
Talking Shop. TV shop with her friends on the phone talking about shows. I go, you don't have enough drama in our town that you can't talk about the people you're talking about, somewhat imaginary people.
I understand that people are going to chit chat a little bit about it, but I guess when your Twitter feed has every 10 posts that you see, 9 of them is about the same exact thing. It's like, I don't care. And it's like, and I get it, and I understand that's what it's for, it's that type of thing, but you get to a point when you're just like, especially the VMAs, like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it's been such a who gives a shit for so, and then when I heard like who was on, it was like, who cares? Like, really? I mean, Justin Timberlake was like the only person that I think is even relevant, or
I kind of like him,
but that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's something about him, and you could tell that he really puts, you know, he puts work into what he's doing, and I don't really like his music. I like one song he does, but it's like, all right, really, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, there was no Foo Fighters, there was no David Grohl, there was
they just make it like,
it's just
poppy.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
If you're 16, I get it. If you're 16, 17,
yeah, but these,
I get it.
The cackling cows watch it now.
That's the thing. It's like,
these,
you know what?
These women that are like our age watch it, and they live it. Stop it.
Yeah, because what does it come down to? Identity.
They're not getting penis.
Yeah, they're not getting some little bit of
but I don't
50
wanna,
shades
I don't,
of penis.
I wouldn't want to give it anymore if that's what the, but that's how it's going to
be. I would never trash a kid for watching it. You know what I mean? It's what kids want. It's what kids listen to, you know?
I get it. You know, you want to watch Katy Perry. I want to watch Katy Perry. I just, you know.
I like her.
I just like
and
to
the
watch.
Gaga chick, too.
I like to watch her with the volume down.
Yeah.
The Katy Perry, it's like watching the Spanish
You're
channel.
Not a very hot and cold kind of guy. That's not your tune, is it?
No, but she's very cute. She's got nice big bags. She has nice heavy tits. And, like, that aspect of it, it's like, yeah, Lady Gaga. It's like, eh. The songs are okay. They're like mediocre, you know, like they're okay club songs and they're superstars. It's just but whatever. But I get it. You know, it's like kids are going to watch it and all that. But I don't have any kids on my Twitter feed. I don't have any kids on my Facebook.
Yeah.
It's all these fucking adults. And it's like, all right, you know, it's bad enough that you're like, oh, checking out Justin Timberlake or whatever. But then it's just like, okay. Now I just got to hear joke after joke after joke after joke.
Yes.
It's like, we get it. It stinks. It's like, go, move on. Watch something else. If it's, that's the thing. That's what kills me, is that they're watching it, knowing that it's bad, just so they can put bad jokes on Twitter. And meanwhile, you're giving it more relevance. You're giving it better ratings because you want to just make it. Who cares? The next day you can watch it on YouTube and they'll show the you know, the most important or whatever, the most, you know, popular moments from the show. Who cares?
I don't get it. But people make money off of it. That's why.
Well, I understand that they're going to put it out there, but it's like, you're adults and you're trashing it.
Ugh.
You're trashing it, saying it's the worst thing ever. Why are you still watching it? That's my thing.
There's a market for these zombies to watch it and robots.
It's just.
I just want to watch somebody get shot on TV. Like, not, you know, I mean, like, this TV shows with just violence. You know, not even sex. And I hate women in violent movies, like where they like they're soldiers or something.
Okay.
I'm very sexist when it comes to movies.
What do you mean?
I don't want to see a woman hero in the movie.
No?
I don't want to see her shooting guys and, like, beating up men. I don't need that. I need men going on a tangent and killing people.
Yeah, I don't get that. It's like, listen, I understand women and empowerment, and I get all that. But all I'm sorry, but you're 110 pounds. Yes. You're not kicking the shit out of a 265-pound guy.
I'm sorry. I agree with you.
I agree
100%. I don't mean anything wrong with it. It's cute, but I don't want a woman beating up men in movies. Not like multiple men. You want to beat up one guy and get away with
exactly.
a two-hour fight in the movie? Because
he hit you?
Because
he hit you and he was being a real douche?
Like, if you took a bat and hit the guy, then you're going to, you know, something like that? Make it realistic.
Stop. I mean, stop
you're
at the karate.
Karate chop him and take him down.
Exactly.
It's not happening.
Yeah, some ex-football player that now is, you know, he's working security somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's built like a defensive lineman. Stop.
If you want to beat up my family, they want to go back and fight him. You're not winning.
Yeah.
You're going to get beat up 2 days in a row.
Just
and
stop
I'm going to be there
man.
Laughing because I got to see at least one of them.
Just cut it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never got that. You know, it's like, all right, we get it. You know, women aren't all, you know, the little, you know, sheltered and poor little innocent damsel in distress. I get that. And you can be a strong, you know, independent woman. And be cool with it, and be, you know, stop it. You're not Steven Seagal, 1986.
No.
You're not fucking Smith. You're not surrounded by eight guys and kicking their ass.
No.
You're not getting out of there, you know?
That's the way it is, though.
Yeah. Whatever.
Gratuitous movie. I can't even think of the right words to say because I'm not that intelligent.
I do have another complaint about Facebook, and can we stop? And this is going to just cause a big, big conversation, and I don't want to get too long, but can we stop? Ever since the George Zimmerman trial, hey, white people, can we stop putting a story up where it's black crime on white? And going, hey, Al Sharpton, where's the outrage?
Yes, yes.
Really? Do you think Al Sharpton, who, by the way, made up and created this fucking fake job that he has?
Yes.
I'm not an Al Sharpton fan at all.
No.
He is a paper politician, and he creates
he will go. He's basically like an ambulance chaser.
Yes.
With using the race card instead of being an attorney. So, or stop it when you see four fucking black dudes fucking beat up some guy or kill somebody.
But they're arrested. There's no controversy.
Right. They're usually just arrested, yes, and convicted. So, hey, if you want to be outraged at the crime and say, that's a whole different conversation. Why do we as human beings are garbage and do garbage things to each other, yeah, since the beginning of time?
I couldn't agree with you more. It has nothing to do with color. People are assholes and murderers of all colors and races.
Right. But the thing is that people that are doing this, to me, are doing the same thing,
absolutely,
as the Sharpton. They're playing, yes, into the hands. Yes. It's like, well, really? Why are you bringing this up? You're bringing this up strictly because, yes, of race.
Yes.
Well, that's what these race baiters do, yes, also. You're being the same thing. Now, listen, people have an issue with the way the media will report it.
Media is the biggest violator.
They're the villains.
Because they want the riots and all that.
Absolutely.
And I could sit here and quote you numerous things about CNN, what they did, but a very tiny example is white Hispanic Zimmerman.
Right, of course.
You know, how about an American citizen, you know, and,
yeah,
you know.
But the thing is, the problem that I know a lot of people have is when they're describing a white on black crime, like you just said.
Yes.
They go out of their way to make sure it's a white guy and a black victim. When it's black on white, it's usually the four teenagers and then the person that is committing the crime. And, yeah, I think the reason why they do that is because white on black crime is going to get bigger ratings, always. And the reason is because if a white person does something to a black person, right? Black people are going to rally around. They are going to feel a connection. They're going to feel that, hey, this is one of my brothers, and I feel that because I can see myself in that position. And let's face it, history shows that blacks have been historically victims of whites. Now, does that mean that there's never been a black-on-white crime?
Yeah.
But when there's a black-on-white crime, white America doesn't look at it and go, oh, my God, I feel this.
Yes.
Because white people historically have not been victims. You are victims personally. You know what I mean? When you are accosted by somebody, you are a victim. But when I say white people don't, and they go, where's the outrage, white people? Yeah. There isn't. It's too big of a group for people to go, well, I'm identifying with every white person in America.
Yes.
You can break it down. You could say, well, the Irish people identify with Irish, or the Greeks identify with Greek or Italians. But when you just put it black and white, well, guess what? It's not going to happen. So if it's a white on black, black people instantly get freaked out. They rally or whatever, and they cause and whatever happens.
Yes.
So then what it does, it causes white people to go, wait a second.
You're not so perfect. Yeah.
Exactly. And hey, look how far, and good points, look how far things have gone.
Yes.
Things aren't as bad.
No.
And what that does, boosts up the ratings. Yes. If it's black on white, black people aren't going to give a fuck.
No.
Because it's almost like, oh, fuck. Again. Yeah. Like, really? There's like, you know what I mean? It's like if you had a cousin that was just a troublemaker all the time, and he, you know, whatever, and he went out and did something, you're not going to be like, hey, did you see what my cousin did the other day? You'd be like, this fucking kid, he's embarrassing me. But if he was a victim, you'd be like, dude, my fucking cousin was a fucking victim of a robbery or whatever. You would be fucking pissed.
No, absolutely.
So what happens is blacks see a black on white and they're like, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
What outrage? They want Al Sharpton to actually go there and be outraged?
Yeah.
That's not his job. The job he created was when there's a black victim, he is going to go and make it even bigger than what it is, if that's possible, which they do anyway. So that is going to bring the biggest ratings because black people are going to instantly rally, and white people are going to be tuned in to see what the fuck they're screaming about. The other way around, it ain't going to happen, because black, if it's a black on white crime, black people ain't going to give a fuck. They're going to be like, oh, well, that's not my issue. And white people are going to go, well, you know, it's not me. I don't identify with this guy. We're not historically victims.
And the best is, like, you could show statistics and put this whole thing to sleep, but nobody wants to, like, put the truth out. You know, and I don't think that every black person is going to beat me or
I don't
rob
think,
me.
You know what? Except for extreme people, I don't think they think that.
But
I think there is definitely, look, you can get into the reasoning behind it. You know, like, why is there a disproportionate amount of crime in the ghetto and all that? And listen, I think there's economics is involved.
Look at the violent behavior of people when they first came to this country.
Yeah.
The gang violence was worse when the people, early America, than it is now.
Because people, it was naturally people. There were literally in every town, in every city, there was groups. It was like, this is where all the Italians live. This is where all the Irish live. This is where all the blacks live. You know, now it's like, you know, we truly live in a melting pot. And yeah, you have certain, you know, there's certain towns where, hey, you know what? This town is mostly white people or this town is mostly black people. But think about it. We don't even break it down anymore where, hey, you know what? All right, like in Jersey here, you have Dover. You know Dover, New Jersey?
Yes.
What does Dover have mostly?
Spanish, right?
Spanish people, right. Spanish, Greek, and then you have blacks and whites and whatever. But besides that, every other town, it's either mostly white, mostly black, or a mix. There's no like, there's like Nutley, which has a lot of Italians in it. And Garfield that has a lot of Italians in it. But those kind of places are going away. It's becoming more of just everybody is kind of...
Where I grew up in Union, it was predominantly Italian. And now it is mixed the most. It is so mixed. That's
the world we live in now. So it's like, you know, if you want to break down why there are, you know, whatever, 12% of the population is black and 50% of the prisons are filled with black people. Like, you want to get into that? I don't even know, you know, that's not my expertise. I don't have any expertise. But I do know that there's obviously a reason why the news will hype up when it's a white on black crime and kind of pull it back when it's a black on white crime, because they know it's going to give them bigger ratings. So if you don't make it black on white crime and it just says four teenagers beat up an old man, this World War II veteran, that these four guys,
horrible,
right? Man. Well, the thing is, you just put four teenagers beat up this World War II veteran. Everybody is going to go, what the fuck was that?
Like the baseball player. They shot them for no reason, shot them.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to be irate.
Even black people are going to go, what was that all about? Yeah. But if it's like four young fucking black men, black people are going to go.
A friend of mine just sent me a message, Dover Rican.
Dover Rico, absolutely, man. That's what we used to call it, Dover Rico. But it's just, it's so obvious, and I'm getting sick and tired of that. Where's the outrage? Really? Who do you want to be outraged? There is... And when you get, and I'll even say, even black people there were some black people that were making me go, what in the fuck is wrong with you personally with this Zimmerman thing? Because even this Zimmerman thing got even me thinking, man, the extreme on both sides to where it was, hey, you know what? Zimmerman did nothing wrong. The kid fucking deserved it because he attacked him. And Zimmerman is a fucking violent fucking racist, was out to just go out and find a young nigger. Like, that's what they were saying. And it's like, I don't think that's really what happened. It was, we discussed this, and we're not going to get into it, but I think it was a shitty situation, and the biggest problem was that Zimmerman got away with nothing. Like, he got nothing. He didn't get anything. And I think they looked at it like there was a 30-year-old man and a young kid, and a kid is dead, and what the fuck? And there wasn't a lot of that middle ground.
No.
There really wasn't.
Florida's the best state to kill somebody.
It was really scary. So what I'm saying is that, can people stop every time we have a black on white crime, stop putting it on Facebook and putting the where's the outrage. Because there is no outrage. There's general outrage whenever somebody does a horrific crime to somebody else. Yes. But stop trying to use the race card like the way guys like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson do. They obviously use the race card. But that's their job. They made it up, and they fucking go through with it, and they do it. And that's their job. There's no white police to sit there and go, well, you know what? We have to protect all the white victims. They're just victims. There's victims of every type of people out there. And guess what? There's not a fucking white fucking group out there that's out to go, come on, white people, we got to fucking get together. Because you know what? Those guys are either the Nazi fucking guys or the Klan. And it just comes off because historically, they're not really the nicest people in their ideals. Although some of it is like, hey, you know what? We just want to live our own lives. But then it always comes off as white power and we're racist. Yes. And, you know, you people are, you know, below us. And I just like, I've had it. Stop with the where's the outrage, all right?
Yeah.
Cut it out. That's the reason why.
I don't think I've ever wrote a serious post.
Oh, I have.
No, I do once in a while. I'm just going around.
And I don't mind serious posts.
No, I'll write something serious, but just, and then I'll go right back to being
It's like, oh, we get it, people. We get it. There are black on white crimes, and they're not. And it's like, so they're pissed at black. Check this out. Basically, they're mad at black people because there's a black-on-white crime, and the news doesn't report it the way that it's reported when it's white-on-black crime.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, fucking, where's your outrage? Fucking your outrage is to fucking CNN or Fox or fucking NBC, whatever it is. There's your outrage, man. You know, just fucking, and you know what? Dude, and they make this like this is a newer thing, right? They make this because it's a politically correct world, but it's not. Remember the Bernard Goetz thing?
Yes.
Remember Bernie Goetz? Bernie Goetz, 1984.
Never paid fucking, a dime for it either.
Fucking four or five guys in a subway fucking were harassing him and fucking busting his balls and saying, you know, give me your money and all that kind of shit.
They were going to play video games, though.
What?
They were asking money for video games.
Were they?
That was their defense.
That was their defense. And so what he did was...
With a screwdriver that was shaved off.
Yeah, okay, right, exactly. So Bernie Goetz yanked out a fucking gun and shot these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
One of them ended up in a wheelchair.
He bucked them down nicely.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but I was watching an old YouTube video of Bernie Goetz. And the way they were describing it is Bernie Goetz and these four teenagers... These four teenagers, they didn't say black kids.
Yeah.
They said teenagers. They were doing that in 1984. Because the way it was is they, these four fucking teenagers were harassing this guy Bernie Goetz.
Yeah.
And then he went and shot these guys. Yeah. So whether they were, whoever was, you know, listen, you could say either one of them were victims. The other guys took bullets. He was probably going to get fucking shanked. So... This has been going on forever. The news is despicable because they're going to put the story out which best suits them.
That's the problem.
And let me see. Do you want to? I could do a story. You want to do a story, buddy?
Yeah.
Let's do a story.
Oh, you mean a story?
I'll do a story.
You tell me a story.
I got a story for us.
Okay.
It's a. It's a man shoots himself while trying to combat a raccoon.
Nice.
An 81-year-old man accidentally shot himself while trying to combat a raccoon. This guy, he told officers he's having a problem with a large raccoon scratching at his back door. The guy told police he armed himself with a .22 caliber rifle and waited for the raccoon to show. But while waiting, he sneezed and fell out of his chair.
Come on.
Police said it was then he realized he had accidentally shot himself in his shin. His son drove him to the hospital. His injuries are non-life-threatening. The dude's 81 years old.
He doesn't even have a gun anymore. Why is he having a gun?
That's fantastic, dude.
He
just
fell,
sitting there.
He sneezed and
he
boom.
Sneezed and then fucking probably he probably had the gun in his
hand.
You know
how many people really shoot themselves? Like I don't understand. Because I guess when I use I'm not a big gun guy. Mm-hmm. But
and considering the field you're in,
I'm not a gun
guy. My brother's the same way. You know, my brother never shot a gun until
I enjoy
he
it.
Was in training.
I enjoy shooting. It's fun to shoot, you know. However, it is very important, you would think, to be very careful when you're having a gun in your hands or when you're holding a gun or when you're using a gun. And for not even being a gun guy, I'm very cautious about it. And then you go to work and you get so many calls of people shooting themselves. Like they go out and they clean their guns and they shoot themselves. It's like one after the other. It's unbelievable how many people actually shoot themselves.
Yeah.
Or shoot guns in the air by accident, you know.
I always wonder about that when you're shooting like guns in the air. Like when did the bullets come
when
down?
When I was in the big war, you might have heard about it, GW1, Lucky to Be Alive.
World War II?
A little bit smaller than that. But
Vietnam?
No, no, not as ugly.
Oh, Korea.
No, that was a forgotten. Everyone, you don't even remember that war.
Right, right.
My war was actually very MTV-esque. Had a little swing. You don't remember that?
The Falkland
Islands?
They
wrote a song. No, not the Falkland Islands.
Oh,
no.
Hold on. I know this.
It was called the
War
Persian...
on Drugs?
That's still going on, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But the huge conflict that was involved in
the
U.S.
What was the conflict?
It was called the Desert Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Desert Shield,
right.
Desert Storm. Yeah. And GW1, we call it. But they have clearing barrels when you go onto base. All they are is a barrel, a metal barrel, filled with sand. That's the big secret. And what you do is you point your rifle or your handgun into the barrel and pull the trigger after you empty it to show them that you're not going on a base with a loaded weapon. They don't want you going on bases with a loaded weapon, because
so do you put the like
you
gun
point
right
the,
by
you
it?
Take the bullets out of the gun, you do it in front of the MPs, and you pull the trigger. It's called the clearing barrel.
Oh, okay.
And the clearing barrel is filled with bullets. Filled.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
It's just like so many guys fucking shoot and pull off rounds.
Roy Black on Cracked asked, "Was it Somalia?"
Somalia. Yeah. And you know what? Three guys were killed in that war, you know.
Somalia?
No, I think the Gulf one.
No.
No, I'm sorry. It was zero.
No,
it was about
140.
Zero. 140.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. I mean.
Three guys were killed in my unit. Or two. Two. I don't know who they are now.
So you were there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I fired 4,000
rounds. What do you call it, GW1?
No, I told you. Some guy told me that. He asked me how I'm able to survive. How was I coming home from GW1, and I didn't know what the fuck he was even talking about.
Oh, you didn't even know that that's what they called it.
Yeah, I didn't even know the war was going on. I looked up, and I go to my friend. I go, "Wow, look at that. It's a shooting star." And he goes, "It's a fucking missile." So, yeah, I was a little off. Yeah. I was a little slow.
Hey, look at all those guys doing calisthenics. Yeah. No, that's Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. I actually was, when the ground war was going, I go, "Look, why are these guys all doing the, like they're getting out of their trucks and jumping and doing all that. They were preparing to go over thousands and thousands of trucks, and I'm just watching them." And then you could hear everything go pretty bad while I was having my chunky soup and enjoying them.
Yeah. You and Donovan McNabb's mother?
Yes, she actually showed up and brought some
she brought you some chunky soup, right?
Yes. Nice. As I was banging all the Arabian women, because they're so beautiful with their gowns on and their eyes is all you see. Yeah, those flashbacks, I don't want them to come back.
Oh, God, yeah. No, that would be so terrible for you.
Yeah.
All right. Tom Green... or we're going to go with two hip-hop guys.
I have to go with Tom. Just Tom. I thought he died. Tom Green.
All right. You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we got Tom Green doing some major, major hip-hop. Oof. All right?
Is it a joke or is it legit?
It was on his show.
It seems like very legit.
Yeah, it was on his show. And he had some rapper on. And...
where's his show? Is it like a public access show?
No, it's on the internet, I think. But yeah, it's
I forgot he had some sort of hip-hop rapper on, and he wanted him to do some rap, and he was like, why don't you do some first?
Oh,
and
so it wasn't planned.
I don't know, but
maybe it was planned.
He had to, because I have to say, it was actually really good.
Yeah?
I'll tell you that.
Maybe they lied and said,
Well, I think Tom Green probably had a bunch in his head.
He practiced.
He probably had a bunch.
He knew this was going to come up.
He was actually really good. So let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll check out a little Tom Green, and maybe Kenny will call in. It's the Conti and Kenny program on morelikeradio.com.
Have questions? Have answers? Want to complain? Make fun of Kenny? Just want your opinion heard? Call the Conti and Kenny Show. 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Listen to Unsigned Hype every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's hosted by Sir Darkside, a.k.a. @DarksideRules on Twitter. Check out the show for dope interviews, exclusive releases from artists such as Brother Ali, Mally, Kelly Mays, Lex Leosis, MOA, and Aesop Rock. It doesn't get better than this. Every Tuesday night on MoreLikeRadio.com is the Unsigned Hype.
Unsigned Hype. Frontline, Aeronauts, Flurry, Zero Dark 30, Zero Friends, Minotaur, Fuck, They Stepchild, Devote, Lunch, Jumped Over, Plunging, Netlines, Up, Beside, Tongue Tied, Hungry, Enzyme, Devolved in a Mothman, Munching, Textiles, Punisher, Outpass, Go Time.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter, @CandKShow. @JoeConteComic and @KennyMichael5. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. KennyMichaels5. Yeah. KennyMichaels5. The number 5. What a fool.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And of course, if anybody does want to Skype in...
You're about to get a Skype call. What is the first day we did in the show? We turned Skype into a verb. Which I think is breaking new ground, personally. But that's just me.
Here we go. Answering the call. Hello.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic. Okay, hang on.
I don't know.
hockey, huh? So yeah, it's a bunch of white guys hitting stuff on ice.
Hey, there are maybe like 4 or 5 black guys.
Okay, now I have to bring him back in, right? Hold on hold. Kevin?
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, you're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
Apparently neither one of us knows how to use Skype, which is fantastic.
I'll preemptively say you're welcome for coming on and saving the show.
Well, you know, it's not brain stew 6 hours or whatever.
By the way, this is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air, and everybody else just dropping, and I'm being alone on mic, and I'm talking, and no one's joining. So pretty much my nightmare is being punchy.
Yeah, you know, he, let me see, okay.
And, on.
Okay. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Look at that. Wow, fucking radio professional over here. By the way, too busy to make videos anymore. Doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
On this mini episode of the Conti and Kenny Show, Conti tries describing the difference between strippers and professional dancers.
They're dancers.
They're
not
tattooed, red hair.
No, they're like burlesque dancers, like real dancers.
Like, bam, ba, da, dun, da,
yes, yeah, feather boa, whatever. I don't know what they sing. I have no idea.
She gave me fever.
They gave me fever. It's because I fucked Arthur Ashe.
Fever in the morning. I fever all through the night. You give me fever.
The Conti and Kenny Show.com.
When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight. Fever in the morning.
I'm no fruitcake, but if I was, I'd bang that fuck Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show.
I probably would have gone into that kind of lifestyle.
Cool. This is a band named Road Saw, and it's their version of When the Levee Breaks by Zeppelin. Welcome back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on MoreLikeRadio.com. Kenny is not in today. He was going to try to call in on Skype.
Ooh,
I like that. In the chat. Organized rhyme. Some white dudes rapping. Alright, cool. I like it. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. 330-2-CRINGE. And the Skype is NPN Studios. If you want to call in. And if you are checking us out in podcast, you definitely want to check out the other podcast, the Conti and Kenny Shorts, which you can get on our website or on iTunes. And also, get the TuneIn app on your phone. Just go to your app store. It's free. It's TuneIn. There's two of them. One's like $3. The other one's free. Get the free one because there's no difference. And then just search... then just search More Like Radio, and you can listen to our show and all the shows whenever you like, right from your phone. Oh, Tom Green's got a hip-hop band. I didn't know that. It's called Organized Rhyme. Him and two other goofy white dudes. So that's why. All right. Let me get the Tom Green stuff, and we're going to get right into it. Of course, I got Champagne Mike here.
I'm here.
Who was hanging out?
There I feel like go. It's work. I mean, I don't want to say it like that.
Feels it's like it's work?
Fun, like needed.
Not that I'm saying I'm not needed before, but I just feel happy.
You feel happy?
I feel like I'm important today.
Do you feel important?
Yeah, kind of like in the important role that I played in GW1.
In GW1, grumble.
That same importance, you know what I mean?
Like, okay.
Like you need me to survive.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling that. Second time in my life.
Second time.
Yes, yes.
You're a grown man with two children. This is the second time that you feel.
Only the second.
The second time that you feel that.
Man,
you
I'm not needed at home.
Yeah, they could pretty much.
They're self sufficient. Yeah. And the boss takes care of all that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm a sperm donator.
Yeah, I think you're more of a figurehead. You're like, oh, look at this.
No, I lost that status. I lost.
Oh,
that
really?
Status. Yeah, I'm just the third child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Third child that makes some money and brings it home.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, now this this is the audio from the Tom Green Show, which I think it's an internet show, and it's a talk show, and he's got some hip hop guy on. I don't know who it is. I think he says it. And then he just kind of gets into
his hip hop it.
Yeah, he's got a DJ there and gives him a beat, and then he just starts rapping. And I gotta tell you, you'll hear for yourself.
Something down at some point. Okay, yeah, man, if you inspire me, I think we gotta turn up the energy a little bit here. Check.
Now at this point, I'm thinking, oh, this
he's
is gonna
checking,
be terrible, right?
That's him. Okay.
Yeah, he's obviously writing a check. So I'm just sitting there going, oh, this is going to be bad because he's just, you know, check. And I'm just like, oh, man, he's stalling.
Yeah.
What he was doing, he was just getting set.
Yeah.
You know, he was getting set up, and here we go. Okay.
So what you want to do, what you going to want to say? When I bust a rap in an old school way, a rocker from the break of dawn to the break of day. Don't come a knocking if you don't want to play. If you want to play, you may get wet. I heard you wiki whack track playing on cassette. So microphone check, microphone mic check. You haven't heard me yet, you better hit the deck. I'm coming around the mountain with a red Corvette, and I'm coming at you live on your television set. There's nothing that I want that I don't got yet. There's no way to take it if you never make a bet. So exhibit.
It's a horrible voice, very good at it.
But he's good. He's doing his thing, and there's some more. We got more Tom Green in the chat room. Go in the chat room if you're listening. It's more like radio.com/live. White Ash Brent is in there, and he's got Tom Green as a puppeteer playing the piano with sausages. I don't even know what I just said. So, but definitely go in there and check it out. Let's play a little bit of more. Of the Tom Green. Let's play a little bit of more. I sound like my dad. Here we go.
Grab the mic, let me hear you rock some shit, do it what you like, and check it.
Shotgun fanatic, who's right back at it. You get mopped and dropped like a filthy habit. X natural gabber, got your hope when I fail. If I fail, you'll be happy like a faggot in jail.
You'll be happy like a faggot in jail.
It's a great line.
It's a hilarious line.
Yeah.
That was the other guy. That was the rapper that was.
He actually sounds like a rapper.
Yeah.
Tom Green does not have a rapper voice.
No, it's definitely a little high.
A little whiny.
A little high.
Like a beastie,
yeah, a little bit.
Like
of
a bad Beastie Boy.
Yeah.
Retail guaranteed to jail, and my jet by McLaren with my mademoiselle. I'm strong on steady, you fragile and frail. You think you're ready for these steady hitters? I can't tell. Sex sales, so fuck you all. Came in a bubble of ball and getting shut down. Soon as I touch down, bust rounds, enemy slayed and cut down. Fully automatic, spitting rounds with no sound. Break down your whole regime with my homie Tom Green in the black limousine.
But I don't got change, I do a lot of that shit, but I lay no claims. I'm digging for the wealth, I'm digging for fame. My baby ain't that shit, just wanted the same. Yo, I waltz in the room, people know my name. Abide by the rules and I feel no pain. And if you get lippy, I can use refrain. I'll break you like a friggin' bone or a link in a chain. I got a lot of people nervous, I'm taking the blame. I drop another fucking bomb on Saddam Hussein. I don't smoke shit laced with cocaine. And if you're not careful, you get the wrong brain. I never meant to.
I knew he was going to say brain after that. whenever a rapper says cocaine, the next word
is brain.
That he rhymes, it's just always brain.
Yeah.
always.
They have no other options.
It always is, man. And if it's something that he's got to figure, then you know what he's going to do in the next line. Yeah.
Take the Lord's name in vain, but oh my God.
MC at heart, man.
Yeah, I'm
You ready, man?
Yes, I am.
You ready, boy? You ready for the stage?
I just, you know, I enjoy rapping. I've been doing it since the 60s. Wait, do you have another beat?
Hollywood, California, that's where I'm programming the beats to make a freak and make the people go bananas. I'm going and blowing and blowing and showing the people that don't know.
I mean, he's good. He just, his voice is rather aggravating, though. He sounds like a bad movie soundtrack.
Right, yeah.
Rap.
It's a shame because he really kind of knows what he's doing.
No, he's excellent. He's just, you don't want to hear it.
Right.
Because when you... I mean, that's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't want
to... Yeah, I'm just trying to... When you think Tom Green is going to rap, you're thinking it's going to be like, I'm Tom Green and I'm here to say I bang Drew Barrymore every day, you know, and sometimes I suck on a cow's teat and, you know... I don't know if I have the receipt. You know, you just think it's going to be like this 80s type of the way 80s guys rapped. The way 80s guys rapped is the way most people who don't do it end up doing it when they're kind of fake. Like the way I was just doing it. Like, I don't know how to do hip hop. So I would do it the way rap, you know, the way the guys did it in the 80s, you know, when it was more simplified.
From Manhattan to Mississippi, and then I felt shitty. And oh, what a pity.
Yo, exhibit. Man. You got flow, Tom. You got flow.
Exhibit, thank you for letting me.
I'm going to take that back to the hood.
He's got flow. I guess that means he's a good rapper, I'm guessing.
I don't catch.
Oh, Exhibit, that's right. That's who it was.
Oh, the guy from the car show.
The guy from Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride. I used to watch that, kind of.
All right. Next week, I got to write this down. Next week, we're going to do David Faustino. Very good. But yeah, it's like, especially with Kenny here, because I know Kenny will start doing his version of hip hop, which would always make it a little bit better. But yeah, I gotta tell you, man, I was surprised.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised
at how well he did it. I do understand what you're saying. His voice is a little bit of...
It's awful. But he's excellent.
Right, but he's actually really good.
Can't they
good.
Just, like, add some oomph to his voice?
Maybe.
I'm not a sound guy, but I would add... Remember Petey Brady or Greg Brady sang and Johnny Bravo, and they added a little to his voice?
They added a little oomph to his
voice?
Yeah,
they made it a little bit manlier, I guess.
Did they?
Yeah.
I just remember he fit the suit.
No, but he got mad because it wasn't his music.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and they
yeah.
changed his song. No, 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 no. No, that's not the song.
No,
but,
that's the Peter Brady when he was...
times
time
to change.
To change.
Yeah.
That was Peter going through his puberty, basically.
Puberty, yeah.
Without them actually saying the word puberty.
They wouldn't say puberty.
Now, you know what? I have a feeling the reason why Tom Green has that is because didn't he lose a ball in testicular cancer?
He did have that.
Right?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why.
A friend of mine said it's like hearing a song, Pants on the Ground, as bad as that.
So maybe he kind of sounded, he might have sounded like Shaquille O'Neal, you know?
Yeah.
Or Wolfman Jack before that.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
You know, he might have had a manly voice. I'm think
Wolf
he ever
Man
did.
I'm Jack, and I'm here to say I'm a 70s DJ playing during the day.
Whatever happened to him?
He died. That's what happened to him.
You didn't like him?
I don't know. I don't remember. I was
I remember
a kid.
Him in a movie.
Yeah, I remember he was like the famous radio guy or something from the 60s or 70s. Let me see. DJ Joe Howe should call in on Tuesday to Unsigned Hype on MLR and discuss hip-hop. I would tell him how hip-hop today sucks. It's all nursery rhyme-ish.
Yeah,
it's all
it steals
catered
everyone
to
else's
kids.
Stuff.
It's not even that. It's catered to children. Hip-hop wasn't catered to kids. It was catered to, like, teenagers, but later on teenagers. Mm. Like, now it's terrible. It's all that Miami bass kind of shit, and it's all just nursery. A friend of mine said it perfectly. It's nursery rhyme-ish. It's very childlike, you know? Like, I don't even know who would be a good example of something that's really, really bad. But I should do that. Let him know what hip-hop was all around. It's just all these videos, these vines of Tom Green with like sausages and as penises here. It's a fucking Brent. Oh God. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised at how good Tom Green was.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want to, not that I would ever have to meet Tom Green, but
no, I don't.
He's
think
excellent.
He would.
He's just got the wrong voice for it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean,
maybe they could shove a ball in him, and then his voice will go a little lower.
He did lose it on television too, by the way.
What happened?
He lost it on TV. Like they showed the surgery.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wasn't Drew Barrymore? She was with him at the time, right?
Drew Barrymore was his girlfriend. He was in a movie with her too.
Well, they were married, I think.
They were married very short.
I think they got married.
It was a fake marriage.
Was it a fake marriage?
It was a fake marriage, maybe.
Yeah. Just for promotion or something.
But his career was never.
See, Two Live Crew. White Ash Brent says so. Two Live Crew didn't do nursery rhymes. Two Live Crew is exactly what I'm talking about. That Two Live Crew, that Miami bass. That's the shit. Two Live Crew was the first one to do that, but it became even worse. But I agree. I did not like Two Live Crew. I think they sucked. It was just all over the top sex thing. I mean, it was kind of funny, but it's like it was different. I can't explain it. It's just it's different than what he's saying. Like Slick Rick did that and all that kind of shit. It's like
they were better. They were decent at it. That was like their thing.
Like there's a dude. He's got like he's got a song. It's called "Lick Me Like a Lollipop." Like as a grown man, that's the best euphemism that you can come up with for a blowjob
like
fucking song.
Whistle,
like,
too, right?
I'm just like I'm not like being an old guy who doesn't like. But I'm saying like you didn't even. It's like you gave it no effort whatsoever. Yeah. You didn't even. That's why I love NWA. NWA was hilarious. They were good. They were, and the Fat Boys were not the best.
The Fat Boys clearly
stunk.
Were the best.
They were terrible.
Clearly the best.
They were
and their
terrible.
Movie Disorderly's hilarious. Comic treasure.
Fat boys
fucking
terrible.
Phenomenal.
Oh, they were just bad.
It was three of them, right?
Yeah.
The one wasn't as
the
fat.
The one guy was wasn't
chubby.
He was just a bigger dude.
The other
guy was
fucking
huge.
Enormous.
The one guy was huge, but just.
You remember Disorderlies? How great.
No, I never saw Disorderlies.
They were in their own little movie.
I never saw it.
They were fucking enormous. The Fat Boys.
They were just.
They brought
who else
so
did
much
I like?
To rap.
NWA, Eric B. and Rakim, Public Enemy.
Awesome.
Was just great. Like, they. Here, wait a minute. They. Let me see. Lick me. Like Lil Wayne, here we go.
Ugh.
Lick me like a lollipop. Like this is. I don't even want to fucking hear a clean version.
Lily,
fuck you. Fucking annoying. Somebody made a good point. Is this how come there's never when you go to YouTube and they play the advertisement, there's never a lag at all.
What do you mean? Oh, like the
yeah. Like, listen to this.
Uh-huh. I say he's so sweet. I wanna lick the rapper. So I let her lick the rapper. She say I'm like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop.
The drum beat. Oh. It's just a bad drum machine.
Nothing.
This
brings nothing.
There's nothing here. I mean, it's got like this harmony in the back. It's got a bass line, and it's got this shitty thing going. To... I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. He's got to be from the South.
He's from South, but yeah.
Ugh, it's just terrible now. Hang on a second. Let's do a quick Public Enemy. Let's go with... let's try Rebel Without a Pause.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my...
Makes you want to, like, take my garbage cans and smash them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, this is a guy, this is saying, yes. You know what?
Makes me want to...
Fuck the man.
Fuck Whitey and go. Like, I want to join up.
Yeah, it's like,
you
know?
Two times I wanted to be black. Now, and when Michael Jackson first came out. Right?
Oh, yeah.
It just, like, has oomph and power. You know, like, DMX, that guy, too, and Onyx, whatever their names. Like, they're decent. They have, like, a... It's gangster rap.
How about this? Now, this is... Check this song out. This is fucking great. Because they took...
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts. Oh, you are, because you're watching that garbage.
Takes a second. It's called She Watches Channel Zero.
Yeah.
Slayer.
And then they had a little Anthrax join them up. This is off their Time to Kill or Time...
It takes a million of us to hold us back.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they fucking said... They use fucking Slayer's riff, dude.
Yeah.
She watches Channel Zero. This is just... Like, this is like a... This is what a man would listen to.
Oh, absolutely.
This is like fucking... Like, this like wants you... This gets you pumped up. Like, you want
to
go out...
I know I have some horrible music on my iPod, but... Yeah. But when I do listen to, like, my Thunderstruck type music, I have stuff like this I listen to.
Like, you can work out to this.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, you want to smash fucking garbage cans.
Yeah. Now, let me see. They got this YouTube video here. Hold on. All right, hold on. Where is... Oh, my God. I can't find my... Where'd everything go? Holy shit. All right. I got it over here. This is... But I'm saying, like, that's... That was a man doing something and talking to other men. Like, dude, I could work out to this. You could literally fucking... I'm not benching with Lick Me Like a Lollipop playing. Like, I'm just not doing it. Hold on. Brent sent me... he sent us a video... Of a rap from the probably mid 80s. Tell me if you know this one.
So you think you're bad with your rap? Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, the John Wayne song.
Yeah, this is Sean Brown. Rapping to the beat. The rapping Duke.
Sure, I rustle some.
The video is hilarious.
I remember it. My friend's seen it all the time. I don't bother nobody. I'm a real nice guy. Kind of
laid back like a dead fly. I'm just trying to see what he looks like. I can't. They're not showing him. This is like hilarious, though. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's funny. Yeah, of course, man. It's hilarious. Yeah, see, that's a difference, man. What happened? Too short. Oh, yeah. House of Pain.
Oh, my God. All day.
House of Pain was all right.
What?
I like Everlast solo stuff.
Whoa. House of Pain is House the fucking is song. Jump around. Where I want to eat a pig as a cop, or better yet, a Terminator, man. That's what I'm fucking talking about. NWA
fight,
before. Oh,
fight the power. I mean, it just... You know, it could. I love the I love the fucking vines that they're putting up in the chat room. Go in the chat room, dummies. morelikeradio.com/live. But yeah, there's just a and you know what? Granted, we're older now, so we're always gonna like some stuff. But there's some real music I like that's out now. I like some of the. You know, like the rocks, the harder rock stuff that's out now. I like some of that. It's not like
I love that
I
song,
can't...
Radioactive. The new song. No.
The new song, Radioactive?
Yeah, it's a new song.
I thought it was.
No, like Radioactive, not that song.
That's what I thought you meant. Oh, there's a new song called Radioactive?
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
Or maybe it's not radioactive. Yeah, maybe it is called radioactive.
Maybe it's radioactive. I don't know.
It's a new song. I like songs that are like want to break stuff songs.
It's guy music. Yeah. It really is.
If I'm hearing some of that, I'm going to smash something.
Yeah, of course.
We used to work at a place called BFO, and they used to have the long light bulbs. And I would break thousands of fluorescent light bulbs. The rush from it was so empowering.
Really?
I loved it. I smashed them all. I would smash every little fucking bulb I could.
No shit.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a way of releasing. Knocking garbage cans over does that for me. Even though it's my own, but I will knock them over. Yeah, if I'll jog, it's not like I got a euphoric feeling very rarely. But when I do run, if I'm running a long day, I'll run 3 hours sometimes or four. Mm-hmm. I listen to the right song, it'll pick up my pace, and I will knock over a garbage can. Even though I run up and down my street like an idiot, and it's my own, I still knock that fucking garbage can over.
Yeah, whoever's, neighbors, yours, whoever's. You want to do the Jews news?
I wasn't ready for the Jews news.
Oh, okay. But, well, let me know when you're ready for the Jews news.
Let me get it all going.
All right. Once again, the phone number is 3302-CRINGE. That's 3302274643. And let me just see. I'm trying to think of one. I know Run DMC is they were one of the first ones to really, but Run DMC, this song got me into hip hop.
New rep.
You fucking gotta. I need to just get with Frank on this and just get rid of, it's called Ad Blocker, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Here we go. This, I was 17 years old, into heavy metal, wanted to do nothing with pop music, especially rap music. And I heard this, and I was like, this is fucking cool. They're mixing it. They mixed in guitars, yeah, drums. It literally sounded like a band.
And they got it off.
Huh?
And they got it off. They have a good sound,
though. Yeah, Run DMC was cool. They were, even their later stuff came around, but this was fucking cool as shit.
It's got an anger. Even LL Cool J could get it off.
I liked that LL Cool J's first couple albums. These guys were pioneers, man. I know there was a lot of other guys around, but these guys, without being labeled as hack or sellouts, really helped the crossover. And I understand the Walk This Way thing was the thing that really brought it into the forefront.
Oh, absolutely.
But still, this shit was because you know what? These guys were into rock. They were into rock. He's always on these different, if they're doing something about music, and he was so influenced by all these old rock bands. And so they were like, you know what? Fuck it, man. It's music, no matter what. So they got this. So they got this fucking.
I just think the more anger involved in it, I want to break stuff, the more I like it.
Oh, well,
women don't understand the breaking of things.
NWA. Holy shit, dude.
If I could build something made out of glass and then smash it after, I would feel good.
Oh, yeah.
It's, they just don't understand the euphoric feeling you get from smashing.
You want to talk about anger? This is, oh, wait a minute. No, hold on. This would be the epitome of anger, what these guys were doing.
About to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This stuff was just amazing. And they did it with no radio play, no video. This is angry, man.
This is a big crowd favorite.
This was just, you know what? We're men. We're fucking pissed. We're gonna, and we're just, and they mixed humor in it. and it was done great. The production was great. And that's why they were fucking... Dude, them and Slayer. Run, NWA and Slayer, I've always said, both ended up being very popular without the help of radio or MTV back then. It was all word of mouth, people talking about them.
So this is... Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, until them dumb motherfuckers see clearly that I'm down with the capital CPT. Boy, you can't fuck with me. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better fuck. Cause Ice Cube is crazy as
fuck. As I leave, makes me want to give a few stops. I'm coming straight out of Cobb. Little gumbo.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton.
They were fucking great, man. I have all their fucking... I got everything in my fucking phone.
I just have the Fuck the Police and Straight Outta Compton. That's all I need.
There's two... You know, there's two Fuck the Police songs. There was another one that's even better. It's actually a better song. A little bit... It's got a little... It's more melodic, but it's really good. Let's do the Jews News.
And now the Jews News with Champagne Mike. Yeah, it's because he's Jewish.
I actually am looking into doing this. It's October 19th in Atlanta, Georgia. They're doing the Running with the Bulls.
I heard about this. They're going to do it here,
they're
right?
They're doing it here, and they did it last weekend. 4,000 people dressed up in thongs, superhero costumes. And they dodged 1,000-pound bulls. And one person got knocked the fuck out and trampled. This is on my bucket list. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, why?
There is nothing.
Is it a challenge? Is it a challenge?
I know, after surviving GW1.
All right.
No, but hear me out on this. This is my whole thing about this. I've done a lot of studying on this. There is nothing more manly than having a fucking bull... horn gored right through your fucking chest and then going to a bar and saying, hey, I fucking got knocked the fuck out by a bull and I'm here to drink. You can't. You have the bragging rights, the highest level. Swimming with the Sharks, maybe you're first, but this is the real deal, man. How do you not respect the guy who comes back, got fucked up by a bull and is sitting there with an eye patch and drinking... He could drink a fucking Shirley Temple in that bar. He's the man.
Yeah, that's like the old guy at the bar.
Yeah.
Who, you know.
That's like the guy going down in that ship. Was it the Indianapolis in Jaws?
I don't remember.
Long story short.
I haven't seen Jaws in forever.
Jaws, the captain of the boat. He survived
Steubing?
The Indianapolis.
Captain Steubing?
Captain Steubing was a very manly man. He looked like he was about to be an usher at some type of event.
The skipper?
No, not the skipper. The skipper.
Skipper?
He wasn't very good at what he did.
No. Okay.
3-hour tour. Why not really going that the way you thought?
Yeah. They were packed for a fucking year vacation.
Not the skipper and Gilligan. They wore the same kind of clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
Marianne was ready. She could have.
True. That's right.
But my whole thing
you really
is,
find,
I find
I mean,
that,
I,
don't
get me
is,
wrong. I think that's ballsy.
I think jumping out of a plane ballsy. Is okay, blah, blah, blah. If you want to rush a fucking bull... has a chance of fucking you up, that's the way to go.
I think that's
on my list. I mean, getting knocked out by a UFC fighter would be on that list. I think...
really?
Yeah, why? I'm not a violent... And you know I'm not a violent
no,
guy.
No, not at all.
Probably far
maybe this
from
is
it.
Why you're, I you have know, you're the, reaching the, out in that...
Yeah, just a little. I want a little taste of violence.
Because you're not a violent
Because I'm not. Absolutely not. I am very... Actually, the opposite, I would say. But when it comes to shit like this, I love it. I do. I need the bull to fucking hurt me, and I'm scared to death. I mean, to be honest with you, like I am terrified of the fact that I would go in there terrified. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'd be very scared to do it, but I'd be the first one in there, and I would try to touch a bull. That's how scared I'd be, terrified doing it. But it's all about the crowd too. Like I need my friends to know that I'm the asshole who touched the bull, just for bragging rights.
Wow.
I would take a chance of death just to say fuck you, I touched the bull, suck it, and I could use that for the rest of my life. That's the way I am. It's
all
immature.
Right. I'll give it to you, man. It's okay.
It's badass. It's like a ninja.
I'll give it to you.
Like a samurai, you know what I mean? Like,
all right.
That's what I want to do. All
right. I don't really... I never thought of a bucket list before.
Yeah, that's on it. That's one of my things. Absolutely on it. I was going to go to Spain. I wanted to have my blood smeared with the thousands of others who have died and perished. Actually, 19 people only died, believe it or not.
Really?
It's not that many, yeah.
No, not at all.
No. There's a lot of people got trampled on and fucked up. But in this one, it's in Virginia. They had it. And one person.
And this one is in Georgia?
The one I'm looking to go to is in Georgia. They have a whole bunch of going on the circuit. I would definitely do one of them. I just don't know which one yet. I need to do this. That's all.
All right.
Well, I'm just not a bad guy.
No.
You know?
Not at all.
I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to get hit by a
bull. Yeah. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Well, now they're in Sweden, or Switzerland, rather. They're opening up a sex drive-in in Zurich. It's to keep the prostitutes safe. They could have them in the drive-in.
I'm confused. How are we doing this?
I guess you would drive in. You would pick your hooker. They are expected to wait on the side of the road. Or some a parking lot that you go into, an industrial area, and you do it in the car. It's a closed area.
You do it right in the car?
Yeah.
So you drive by like
you drive by like you like a window shopper, and you pick up your hooker, and then you do
then
it.
She
in
just
the
gets
lot.
In the car?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And there's like little parking spots.
But
you have a sex spot.
Well, you get a little spot. Yeah. Does that say CK on there?
It says okay with the.
Oh, it says okay. Okay. Right. That's a that's
little
not,
sex spot.
It's not bad. I mean, it's safe.
You know. They
you know.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Actually, I know what you're doing.
No.
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty.
And this
good
is
idea.
In Switzerland.
Switzerland
or Sweden.
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're the ones.
They took all the Jews' money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was everything's always about the Jews.
Yeah. They took the money from GW1. Though, so. this is a. I don't know if you were really checking on the whole Winky Links when it came out. The Army specialists.
Not really, but
well,
I know a little bit
short.
About it.
PFC Bradley Manning wants to be a woman now. He just got 35 years in jail.
And he's the one that leaked all that stuff.
Yeah, he ratted out.
Is he the one that was in Russia, sitting in the Russian airport?
No,
for a
that's
while?
Snowden.
Snowden, is he still there?
He's still in Russia, yeah. This cat wants to be a woman now, Chelsea. He's going to be doing 35 years in jail, and he'll be getting he'll be getting hormones and all that, too, if they allow it.
So, but while he's in jail, he's going to be getting hormones
transport
and stuff?
To a woman, and if he gets enough, I don't know if they could pay for the surgery. I don't know how that's
But does
gonna...
he stay in the male prison?
I think he does. Oh, no, you do. Unless
you
have,
stay there?
Unless you were cut, they'll put you in protective custody, I guess. If you can't fight, but it's like
right, but you're
but if
considered
like,
a woman
like if you're
now.
A hot,
wouldn't he be going?
Yeah,
to...
Yeah, if you're a hot chick in jail, I mean, I don't know, but I guess he would be a hot chick in jail because he'd be the only chick in jail, in male jail, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, at that
I don't
point,
really know prison rules.
At that point, what does it even matter?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's a hole to them. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's gonna be liked. You know, I mean, there's
he's
this a, weird type
but he
of
goes
code.
To, sometimes they go to the federal prisons where other troops have been. They don't like snitches like this guy, you know what I mean? He kind of put our country in
that's
a
true.
Problem.
Yeah, he's a snitch.
I don't know.
And now he's abroad.
He's a, yeah.
He's going to be abroad.
Is there any difference between a snitch and abroad? Wow. Sorry, it was the gangster violence. But, and the Bulls got my testosterone at a high level. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how it's going to work out for him. I don't really care how it works out for him.
No, and what was his deal again, this guy?
He gave the WikiLeaks all the leaks information for the internet about American secrets.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, real asshole. But I'm sure he'll have a good time in jail for 35 years. It's a long time to go to jail.
Well, apparently, we would have to worry about fucking Miley Cyrus giving away secrets too because she pretty much showed everybody everything last night from the pictures.
She didn't hide
seeing.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, somebody put a thing up and said everybody owes Jamie Foxx an apology because he said in like 5 years she's going to be stripping on like a pole somewhere. And she. I tell you, Disney, good job.
Yeah.
Way to raise these.
And the other
young
girl, men. The other Nickelodeon chick threw a bong out the window or something and got locked up. I forgot her name.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Amanda something.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, she's
she was
up
a sitcom
bit.
Star or something like
yeah.
that.
Oh well, here's a nice little story brings home to the heart. An Ohio couple who were married for 65 years. They died 11 hours apart from each other in the same nursing home.
What happened?
They both died 11 hours from each other.
They were an old couple?
They died together.
No, yeah. So it was a true happy ending.
Yeah. They died 11 hours apart.
Wow.
Yeah. They were in love.
Roy Black on crack said he would only get the tits and then move to a woman's prison.
Ooh, good call.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
If I'm going to prison, I'm going to go with tits. Because you know what? If you don't, I mean, how are you not going to get laid in a little
prison?
Yeah,
exactly.
The last one is one of my favorites, but you have to put it on your video. You got to play this. This I guess they had a freshman orientation day at Georgia Tech, and this guy gives a speech. You really should play this because this is fucking phenomenal. It's a geeky student gives possibly the most amazing university welcome speech ever, and it is. I don't know what you want to Google.
I have it
on my phone. I don't know if you could play it.
You just plug this phone. Plug this right in your phone.
Okay. But this is actually worth playing. And then I just hit play here like this.
No. If you want to do the video too, that's okay.
Yeah.
Just hit play.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
We chose Georgia Tech because we want to do the impossible. And this school is equipped with the resources and faculty help us do just that. And so, in the words of Sir Isaac Newton, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Georgia Tech is proud of its many traditions, but the one I find most exciting is our tradition of excellence. Our mission as students is not to follow in the footsteps of the astronauts, Nobel Prize laureates, and president who graduated before us, but to exceed their footsteps, crush the shoulders of the giants upon whom we stand. We here are all such innovative people, so I am telling you, if you want to change the world, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to build the Iron Man suit, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to play theme music during your convocation speech like a badass, we're at Georgia Tech. We can do that. I am doing that.
How do you not love that?
You are a meathead.
I thought that was one of the most inspirational speeches I've ever
heard. I don't think it was inspirational, but it was definitely clever.
Yeah.
It was definitely creative.
Yeah. How great.
He definitely went all out, man. Yeah. He had a production crew.
Oh, no, he did.
He had people working behind the scenes, playing the music. Good for him. Fucking ham sandwich. Fucking moron. Good for him. He did what he wanted to do.
That's how I'm going out.
Are you?
Yeah. Not guns blazing, because I don't like guns.
No? No guns are blazing?
No, I'm going to go with the bull goring me. My wife will be happy. She'll collect a lot of money.
I think this... Is this... I forgot if this is it. I'm not even sure. How many... God damn. I'm going to take a chance and see if this is it.
1979. I got an assignment from Newsweek.
Really? Did you? Is this it?
What's this?
Is that so?
Yeah, just music. Slowly interject. Right?
All right. I think we should do one for that. For the Conti and Kenny show.
Yes.
Right?
Ooh. Motivational.
Me alone with just Champagne Mike. I pulled it off, folks. The Conti and Kenny show without Kenny Michaels. Without production. With just a couple of microphones and a board and a few fans in the chat room. We pulled it off. We don't need to go to the moon. We don't need to have dogs that can do tricks on YouTube. All we need are microphones and Champagne Mike. We don't need Kenny Michaels anymore. Because you know why? because we didn't go to college, that's why. We are not college graduates. We don't give a fuck about fucking proper English, prepositional phrases, determiners, vowels, or whether a verb is a transitive verb or a non-transitive verb. All we care is that one day we can get paid to do this shit.
This is the first time you actually made me cry, John.
Enjoy the cheese. Thank you.
You just ruined it with the last line.
Did I ruin it with the last
line? Yeah, that was pretty stupid. I'm not saying that the rest stuff was brilliant. I know. But I was falling for it.
I'm sorry, Roy Black on crack. He's like, we're called fans now. I'm sorry. You guys are pals of the show. I'm sorry. I got caught up in the whole fan thing. Kenny gets me caught up in the whole fan thing that you guys are fans. I know. White ass Brent says Kenny who?
Kenny?
I know. Him and his bad fucking voices and his positive attitude. I get it. I lost the chat. I think I lost the chat.
Yeah, one of our friends lost the show for a little bit, but they're back on track.
They lost the show?
Yes.
There we go. I'm back.
Loving your verb, active and passive.
Whether it's a transitive verb or a non-transitive verb. I don't know. That's
I don't even know. My grammar's so horrendous.
You don't know what a prepositional phrase is?
I mean, I know those.
A determiner.
What the four colleges? That's not even sad.
I did not. Did you go to four colleges?
I did. Didn't fail or anything. I just.
Would you go to community first?
I went to Montclair State University.
That's where my brother went.
Then I went to, guess where I went?
Is it
not college? Why I didn't go to another school?
I don't
know. GW1.
Oh, so you only went to?
I went to Montclair State.
Right.
Got taken out because of my important role in the Marine Corps.
In the Marine Corps,
GW1,
right.
They needed me.
GW1, right.
Yeah, you know, and I came home from that huge conflict.
Right. Unscathed.
Could, yes, unscathed.
He suffered from jet lag from that.
Do you know what it's like not to drink bottled water when you come home? You're used to drinking Voss water when I was over there for 6 months.
What is it called?
I was drinking Voss water when I was
over there. What's Voss water?
Do you ever drink Voss water? It's very expensive water.
Oh, VOS.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes, that's all Rich I drank Voss. When I was in the Gulf.
Really? That's it's real fancy.
They wanted to give me tap water. I was like, are you crazy?
No
Do you
way.
Know who I am? No, but I went to Georgia. I went to school in Georgia, Kennesaw University.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get in. Then I came home and went to Rutgers, but I couldn't get into Rutgers with my credits. They wouldn't take them, but Union County did. And then I went to Rutgers.
Oh.
And then I became a policeman.
Look at you.
But a lot of it was financial stuff. Like, I was trying to save a buck or here and there. My mother was paying for my school, and I was, too.
Oh, okay.
So Georgia was a good time, man. I would go back there.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I traveled
Did not know
I have 1 year of college left that I never finished. So 4 years of shit. Four colleges of shit.
I've driven by a shitload of colleges in my day. And I've done some gigs in colleges.
Have you ever done a college show?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's okay.
Yeah? Assholes or no?
No, they were all right.
Yeah.
It was in the cafeteria in West Virginia. At West Virginia University.
Ooh, great school.
Yeah, but it was like in a little cafeteria in one of the places. Half the kids didn't even know there was a comedy show.
They just thought you were just there.
Like, yeah. But, you know, you got paid. You know, we were doing that gig, and then the next day we went to another place to do another gig, so whatever.
Yeah, West Virginia is a pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool place.
Yeah, right? I forgot the
university.
Town.
It's in I don't know where it is.
And I know the town. I can't think of it.
Now. Morganville.
Yeah, that's it. Morganville. Right.
Exactly. I went to go visit my
so smart.
Old girlfriend there.
Oh, yeah?
Lior.
Your old girlfriend?
But we weren't dating anymore. We went there as friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it's kind of.
We were kind of like buddies.
I have girls that I didn't date that I'm friends with. And I have girls that I've dated and you know, my, you know, like, that I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have an issue. Like, I don't like. There are guys that it's like, no way, you can't be friends with a chick. It's like, really, what are you, 90?
Yeah.
Like, what is this, fucking World War II? Like, you know, it's like, I have no issue. Unless somebody douched me over or whatever, I'm, like, cool with most people. And, like, my ex and my girlfriend now, they talk. I mean, she doesn't live around here. But, you know, it's like, just because you're still friends with, like, your X doesn't mean that there has to be some sort of tension or sexual tension, you know. Like my girlfriend still talks to her ex-husband and her ex-boyfriend. I know him, you know, and they're, you know, they're fine. It's like,
you know what? If you trust it, who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
I said,
it's all that matters, man. It's like, who gives a shit?
I wish my wife would have a boyfriend. Would take her to like the movies. And
do all the boyfriend stuff.
Yeah, because I just want to break garbage, knock garbage over. You know. I'm a pretty simple guy, you know.
Shit, man, that's funny.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I think we're gonna call the show a little early tonight, only because I gotta go. I just found out I have to do something for my brother.
Okay.
That I thought I was gonna. He told me to do it earlier for him, so I gotta stop. I have to go into like downtown Paterson, New Jersey. And pick up something that's laying out in front of a fucking office, in front of a business.
It's laying out, ain't it?
No, but it's useless. It's worthless. It's wood floor samples, so it's a small piece of wood. Yeah. So nobody's gonna take it. You know, it's just sitting like next to the door. So I gotta go do that, and then get that done, and then head over. But you know what? I thought we did a damn good job today, bro.
Kenny, who?
You know what?
Champagne and Conti. Conti, I don't know how you would do that.
Conti and...
You have to do Champagne and Conti.
I don't have a problem being second. I really don't.
It just sounds better. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Conti and Champagne doesn't
flow. How about Champagne with guest? How does that sound?
Champagne with guest?
The Champagne Show with guest.
Champagne. I like Champagne and Conti.
Yeah, I do.
It flows nice.
It just has a nice...
I like it. I like it a lot.
I mean, I do like the Champagne Show a little bit better, but...
Would you like it a little better?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to end the show a little bit early, out of respect for the fallen, for Kenny. He's fallen. So I want to thank all the guys in the chat room, man. Thanks for Roy Black on Crack and White Ass Brent, Colorado Dickhead. All the regulars that always help us out, man. We really appreciate it.
And make sure these guys... I know White Ass Friend's my Facebook friend, but no one else seems to be my...
Yeah, well, what is it under your name?
Under my name, Mike Ball.
Mike Ball, B-O-L-L. That's Champagne Mike, man. Yeah. Be his friend on Facebook. He doesn't do the Twitter thing.
Trying. I do the Instagram now. Been advertising on Instagram.
I don't do the Instagram.
It's big.
I just don't... I don't do pictures, you know? But, nobody steals in Paterson. I know. Just a couple of plugs. Our Twitter accounts. The show's Twitter account is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And subscribe to both podcasts. Our regular show, which you can do on ContiandKenny.com, MoreLikeRadio.com, or iTunes. And also, Shorts, Conti and Kenny Shorts. That is the, we have 7 podcasts. I hope to put out the 8th one this week. It's about a 30-minute podcast, some best clips from recent memory, and also now we're getting into some old classic Conti and Kenny. Go to ContiandKenny.com or go to iTunes and get Conti and Kenny Shorts. And if you want to get my DVD, it's called Happiness. Just go to iTunes or CD Baby. That's the best way to get it. Or if you want to actually buy the DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com. And a couple of friends that we want to plug, of course, some friends of the show. MetalBreakfastRadio.com, great podcast. Dave Ingram and Donovan, great guys. Check out their podcast. Also, GodHatesBrickStone.com. That's Dave Cyrus's website. Funny-ass videos. Also, JJComedy.com. Dude, James has 5 clubs.
He's killing it.
He's killing it, dude. He's got 5 clubs in New Jersey now. Yeah. 5 different rooms. Parsippany, Hamburg, Montclair.
Rocks.
Yeah, Montclair down in Hazlitt. Rutherford, he's got a bunch of different places. So go to jjcomedy.com to definitely get some, to go see some great, great comedy shows. And also life-forever.com, that's our pal DeChrome's website for his comic book series. And a couple other shows, Unlearn with Rich and Tony. They're on Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock on Unlearn-TV, Unlearn.TV. And then there's the I Don't Know Joe show, which is Joe Fernandez. And check out the other shows on More Like Radio, all right? A lot of shows. Hippo Juice, Daytime Divas, Lust and Love, Alcohol by Volume. There's a bunch of great shows. Go to morelikeradio.com. Also, The Cousin Joe Show, Brain Stew. Just all the people that you know from this network. It's all family and stuff. So definitely take a peek at all them. And thanks for checking out the show. Kenny should be back next week, or at least on Skype. And we'll get back to normal. But I think we did a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
The Champagne and Conti Show.
Or Champagne and Co-host.
Champagne and Co-host. Champagne and Friends.
Ooh.
All right.
Champagne and
Friends.
All right,
we'll see how that works. All right, let's get the hell out of here. And thank you, everybody. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.